boarding party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yes!
Friday!
Soothing sounds of St. Elmo's Friday!
Hooray! We're really, really happy.
Yes, we are, dude. Today is a great day.
Doug, are you happy it's Friday? Yeah, he's stoked.
So happy it's Friday. Last night, Winter Jams!
Winter Jam, and then Butt Rock Jams.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's going good.
Yeah, you're... Which, by the way, made the announcement at Winter Jam last night about Flyleaf.
Awesome.
And it was ear-piercingly
really?
Loud. Last night, Winter Jam not only was sold out, they had to turn hundreds.
Yeah, I saw Joey from Disciple put up a picture. Man, I was texting with Jason all night, and he was like, are you sure you can't come? And I was like, Jason, I'm at Butt Rock practice.
Yeah, and it was like, it's in the middle of nowhere, Rio Rancho, and the line to get in...
Yeah.
Like, even after we were done with the announcements, there was still a line, like, a mile down the road of cars.
Man,
they were literally
cool.
Pulling in to be turned away.
Aw. That's what you get for wanting to go to Winter Jam.
Dude. So.
Eternal Jam Nation.
Eternal Jam Nation.
That's what it is.
I'll tell you what, man. Last night.
I wonder if they'll up it next year. Like, I wonder if they'll shoot to go to a different arena.
They have to.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, Joey, the drummer for Disciple, put up a picture, and it was massive.
It was insane.
Good grief, man.
So, here last night, like, a little special brag moment last night. Mitch and I went, and we did announcements, and after announcements, we're like, well, I can't really stick around too late. I haven't seen my family all day. I'm going to go eat. We're parked in the upper parking, two cars separately. And we both walk up there and get in our cars and somehow,
yeah.
The security, like, they're instructing cars to park, and in the upper parking they had made a square.
Idiot.
So the back row was all the way across, the sides were all the way across, and the front was all the way across, so you couldn't get out.
Wow.
So we were trapped in the upper parking. So
trapped in the upper parking.
We went back and parked and went down, and I talked to a security guard, and I'm like, because we couldn't get back in. There's no reentry.
We had left.
So they wouldn't let us back in. We're like, okay.
So it is like Eternal Jam Nation.
Yes.
Once you're there, you're there.
It was purgatory. Because I was like, hey, bro, we can't leave. Your upper parking area, whoever was directing traffic,
yeah,
made rows, and the last two rows go all the way across. We are jammed.
And then the guy said, well, look, you got to go to this special pit over here and work it out for a couple months, and then you can get out.
So he goes, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell. I can't let you in. I don't know who I would tell.
Idiot.
And I said, you got to tell someone. Thankfully, there was a Rio Rancho police officer, like, going around the parking lot.
Boop, boop, boop.
So I was like, I'm going to be that jerk. I took pictures and I said, these are the license plate numbers of these cars. Is there anything you can do? And they were like, because to get in, like, a tow truck would take a solid hour to get in because the line anyways. So it was just like, I don't know what to tell you. Da, 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 da. Meanwhile, I hear people talking, talk, 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 talk. And we look over and they had set up these two speakers on a stand outside because there were seriously hundreds of people outside who did not get in.
That stinks.
And so I'm standing here complaining and all of a sudden Mitch goes, I'm going to go enjoy this because I'm not going to lie. I was kind of being a jerk because
yeah.
I was like, I want to go home.
I want to go
this
home.
This is stupid.
Let me go home.
I don't want to be here. Well, all of a sudden, I hear the soothing sounds of Francesca Battistelli. She came outside.
Aww, that's cool.
And performed and did a couple songs for the crowd that couldn't be inside.
Franny Batty. She'll get you every time.
Dude, and then...
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And then...
We're hanging out. Francesca Battistelli gets done. Apologizes to the people who couldn't get in. And freaking Hillsong United comes up with acoustic guitars.
Aw, that's cool.
And played a worship set.
Nice.
And I was like,
I'm sorry for the traffic complaint, Lord. I'm sorry. Thank you for boxing me in so I had to be here for this. I'm sorry.
It was one of the most special, because we were outside
really cool.
In the moon and just like worship, and I got punched in the face.
That's really cool. I bet it was beautiful. Because Jason put up a picture of the sunset yesterday. And did the freaking moon was huge. I was driving to practice, and I looked over, and I was like, oh! Because it was huge over the it was like a moonrise.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So I will say, for those that put Hillsong or put Winter Jam together, did an incredible job.
That's cool.
They constructed a mini stage and a couple speakers on sticks, basically, and did a concert for those people that were just kind of outside. And then after, you know, they said, hey, we hope to see you earlier next year, you know.
Of course.
So
at a bigger arena.
The funny thing is about Winter Jam. See, this is Winter Jam West Coast, and if you go and look at the websites, the Winter Jam West Coast is way smaller of a tour.
It was the first night. There were some hiccups.
It was way smaller of a tour than Winter Jam. Like, from where I'm from, Winter Jam has been packing it in since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know? Like, our church youth group used to go, like, when I was in high school, and that was in the late 90s for you kiddos out there. So, Winter Jam has been doing this for a while and filling up the arena, you know, back then. They still go to Tupelo, by the way. But, yeah, so now it's good to see, because Dawn was on the first West Coast Winter Jam.
Yeah.
And it was very small.
I saw Dawn's other band last night. They opened. They were the very first act. They were good.
They sound like Firefly? Yeah. Figured. It's okay. Word needed a Firefly equivalent.
They didn't, They didn't, I mean.
That's mean.
I'm sorry.
I met them before. They are very nice people.
They're very, very, very nice. In fact, Russ came up to me at Winter Jam. You could tell he forgot and what Static does, because he goes, hey man, I gotta tell you what, that band right there, probably my favorite band right now on the tour.
Yeah, right, new song.
Are they too hard for your station? Are they a band that you could get behind?
You're like,
and I said,
no.
Listen man, we play the Foo Fighters, and he said, oh man, they were at the Ryman a few days ago, they played 3+, blah blah, and he starts going on about how he was at this Foo Fighters show, and I said, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah. I can't hear this right now.
I
got a lot of stuff going on personally. What you're doing is destroying me. So I need you to go away, new song.
All that to say, Winter Jam, they did an incredible job last night. It was put on very well. Saw Colton Dixon perform last night.
Did Kareen get to see Colton Dixon?
I don't know.
There's a lady that works here at Calvary, and she was just dead set on.
There were literally thousands upon thousands of people. It was a sea.
That's cool.
People on top of people. I ran into more people than I think I've ever seen. Marcus was there last night from Remedy.
Awesome.
Hung out with him and Caitlin, and
man, I'm glad that you guys got to go. I'm sad I missed it.
It was crazy.
I don't understand why you weren't hanging out with Disciple all the time.
Well, you can't get backstage.
Oh, man.
Because there's like the stage, and then there's like a sea of people, and then there's this little, not even 8 foot, 5 foot by 5 foot box in the middle of the people on the floor, and that's where we did announcements.
I gotcha.
So you don't even get to, like, everything was roped off from stage over.
Yeah.
Like, the arena didn't go all the way around. You couldn't circle all the way around. There were black velvet, like,
the one in Nashville, it's underground. So the arena's up, and then if you're going to go hang out with people, like, all the buses and stuff park underground.
That's cool.
And then they go up to the place behind stage.
Yeah, we didn't get
and
that.
And so that was crazy.
Yeah.
Whenever I got, because Dawn played, and I got to go see them watch. Or I got to watch them play. I got to go see them. And, yeah, that was cool, because I had to park under the arena and then follow these signs and then go up the thing. And I was like, geez.
Yeah, it was, dude, it was crazy.
That's cool.
It was crazy. It was a good show. And honestly, it was so special because Hillsong, I'd never seen Hillsong United before.
Yeah.
And so to see them in that intimate setting with like maybe 100 people, you know, right there, I got a bunch of videos.
Did they do the drum thing?
Oh, no. No, it was all... It was a little speaker on a stick setup, so it was just acoustic guitars.
I mean, in the real set. It was
they wouldn't let me back inside. I didn't get to see it.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Do we want to take... I mean, we got like 5 minutes till.
I don't think we have time.
I know.
Matthew, we love you, but we can't take
your call. We love you. It's
this song goes out to you, buddy.
This is for Matthew from Albuquerque. We love you. It's going to be a good Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello again. It is Friday, November 7th, 2014, and it's time for breaking news. I hope you're ready for this, because it's Friday, and this is a good one. I hope. I haven't read it yet. We'll find out. Today's number of the day is 22.
One less number away from the perfect Jimmy Eat World song.
Almost. Ah. That's totally true. But this is tons of leaves that fall each autumn in New York Central Park. 22 tons? You've never been to New York. Never seen Central Park. Man.
I know.
It is someday. Beautiful.
I want to so
badly. It is awesome. I have seen it in a few different seasons. And in every season, it is beautiful.
That's cool.
It's true.
I want to go so badly.
Check this out. Waverly is our business manager. Our lawyer. I take that back. Our lawyer. His name was Ed. His law firm also represented acts like Norah Jones.
Oh, wow.
You know, so like...
Yeah.
So anyway... we go visit him in his office. His office was one on... Do you remember in Cloverfield when they wake up in that apartment and it's overlooking Central Park? His office was in one of the buildings across the park.
Oh.
So, like, on one end of... Like, for real, we go to visit him. We're standing there looking, and it's like, this is real life right now.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Five dudes from Mississippi.
Yeah.
So it was one of those moments.
22 tons of leaves.
22 tons of leaves fall each autumn in New York's Central Park.
That's crazy.
According to a new study, if you have an extraordinary experience, you'll be disappointed when you try to tell other people about it because they won't be interested, but would rather discuss some mundane experience that they've all had. This research coming from the Common Sense Bible.
Yeah.
Which is actually out of print nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you could have gotten one if you were alive in the late 80s. This is funny.
Does that mean you guys didn't like my Winter Jam story about getting stuck last night?
I thought it was great.
Oh, okay.
Hugh Jackson, who's in a play on Broadway, accidentally cut himself during a performance this week.
No way, with his claws. Has he got claws?
This is Hugh Jackson. Or is it supposed to be Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, he's got claws, guys.
Have I forgotten? What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
This is Hugh Jackson.
Who's Hugh Jackson?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a billion times.
Yeah.
Woo! When a Colombian fisherman's boat capsized, he survived by hanging on to one of those styrofoam coolers. Life in the South, man.
Yeah, man. Like, we gotta dump as much weight as possible.
Don't worry, I gotta make myself more buoyant.
These are light.
Y'all hang on to me. I'm a buoy. Someone paid $65 million for a painting by Monet. That's $65
million. $65
million. Is everything spelled incorrectly in this? Is everything spelled incorrectly? Because I think that's supposed to be Hugh Jackman, and I think that's supposed to be Monet, and it says Monet.
That's because they were making that money.
You messing with me? Are you messing with me right now?
Speaking of spending money on paintings, we got a couple BC Nallen paintings in our front lobby.
Oh, yeah, we totally
that
do.
You can, we're doing a silent auction right now. You can bid on them right now.
Jack.
Proceeds benefit Static Radio. That's us.
All right, okay, Hugh Jackman accidentally cuts himself.
See, I knew it. It was with his claws.
All right, and hang on.
That dude's got three claws.
$65 million Monet. Oh, Manet. Okay.
Oh, it is Manet.
Okay. Maybe I've just spelled it wrong my entire
life. Manet.
Manet. Wow. Gosh, $65 million for a painting. That blows my mind. It was painted in 1881. It was only estimated to sell for between $25 and $35 million, but they kind of upped the game with $65
million. Gosh!
That's crazy. An art critic thinks that the mysterious graffiti artist Banksy might be a woman.
Whoa.
Nobody knows who it is. Nobody knows who it is.
It's pretty cool, actually.
The Los Angeles Zoo was shocked when its hippopotamus gave birth because she's been on birth control. Who's been there, am I right? I feel you, LA Zoo.
Oh, man.
Who's in the cage now?
Mmm.
Hollywood has announced the title for a certain movie.
Oh my gosh, yes they have.
That's right, friends. The official title of Star Wars Episode 7 will be The Force Awakens. What could it all mean? You want some spoilers?
No!
Oh my gosh, because I read some stuff and I think it's true. It has to do with Luke.
Is it his kids?
Luke. No, it has to do with him and his role in the movie.
Oh, you think he's going dark side?
This is what I think is going to happen. And this is not, this is rumor, Doug, so I'm not ruining it.
This is just us. This is us just being
dumb. It actually makes me more stoked for the movie. So check it out. Apparently, in the meantime between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens,
yes,
Luke became this not only like powerful warrior Jedi, but basically a freaking wizard.
Yes.
And he has this moment where he does something with the Force, and it completely unleashes that it scares him into being a hermit.
Ooh.
So he takes off and disappears because he realizes that he's got like this madness, and it starts driving him crazy.
Okay.
Because he can control the Force so much that he could destroy the universe or something like that. So he goes off and becomes a hermit. And The Force Awakens is about the children having to find him because of a new threat.
Oh my gosh.
And that makes me really stoked for the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's just a rumor.
That's just us, but we're
really. The Force Awakens!
Dude.
We're getting episode 7, 8, 9, people. This was... Okay, because way long ago, if you're a Star Wars nerd... My boy Matt Hanum at the gym, he's a Star Wars nerd. I found this out. I found out yesterday that cat used to run around with lightsabers and battle his friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's a policeman now.
Oh, good.
So, that's good. Anyway... That's how you know he's on the good
means
side.
He can take you down. He's a,
Jedi, though. He's a Jedi, so he's not Sith.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't. That's a taser, not a lightsaber. Anyway, he's gonna. If he's listening, he's kill me. Sorry, buddy. Anyway, what was I saying? I completely forgot.
Know.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lightsaber nerds.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Back in the day, George Lucas, the original creator of Star Wars, alluded to the fact of a story for 7, 8, and 9. Because he said he did the first three, and then he was like, well, there's a story beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
He just texted me.
Sweet.
And then he alluded to a story for episode 7, 8, and 9. And then people kept asking him about it. He was like, no, we're never going to make them. They'll never be made. That story will never be told. And so there, all this Star Wars fan fiction came out.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin from Disciple, one of the biggest Star Wars fans I have ever met. He's read everything. That Joker went and stood in line on his anniversary with his wife to get a Star Wars book autographed by an author. New levels of nerddom.
I don't have any autographed Star Wars books. I do own a couple books.
If you had an autographed Star Wars book, I would take it out and burn it. And I would be like, this is too much.
I have multiple autographed Mick Foley books. I will say that.
Mick Foley, the wrestler?
Yes, he was my favorite wrestler.
Mankind?
Two autobiographies.
Matt said, if I call it a lightsaber, it's a lightsaber. you're my boy!
Yeah, I met him twice. I'm a nerd. I loved Mick Foley.
He said he may or may not carry one in his trunk.
Yes!
That dude is so cool.
Yes.
You need to meet him.
I do!
Okay.
All right, back to normal.
But no,
fine.
No.
What?
Huh? There's. Huh? We need another theme song.
Oh.
A theme song of...
Oh, no.
Oh, no, y'all. Downton Abbey's coming back.
Is it?
It's gonna return for a sixth season, y'all. I'm so excited.
Oh, no.
I can't wait to watch all them Britons running around kissing and whatnot. Y'all, it makes me so happy when they get in their little dramas. Because I think, dang, dude, my life's real boring. And I get to watch these boring British people get in these little dramas and it makes me happy. Doug, does it make you happy? I hope it makes you happy. I hope we can watch it together over a bowl of popcorn and maybe a soda or whatnot.
Oh, wow.
You can come over and we can watch Downton Abbey together. We won't tell nobody about it. It'll be awesome.
What is going on with Downton Abbey?
What are you talking about? No, it just says it'll return for a sixth season.
That's literally it?
That's it. That's all I get.
Oh, man.
In December, the Discovery Channel will air a special where a man in a so-called snake-proof suit allows himself to be intentionally swallowed by a giant anaconda.
Gosh, we talked about this yesterday. There is what is the oddest story.
There are a few words that I would call this story, but I literally can't say them on the air because of the FCC, and I'll get fired.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you can imagine how I feel about this show coming out. Blech. Anyway, on to more pressing news. Home Depot says hackers who stole payment card details of millions of customers and also stole 53 million email addresses. Oh, they're coming out and saying it's happened. The company has previously revealed that 56 million debit and credit card details were also stolen in the hack. It is one of the largest data breaches on record, surpassing a similar incident at Target. Home Depot insisted on Thursday that the file containing the email addresses did not contain passwords or other sensitive personal information. But I mean, come on. That is not good. My mom says that man is an idiot. The one in the snake suit, idiot. I'm with you, Mama.
Mama Lot, you can't call people idiots.
Yes, she can when they're an idiot. Yes, you can, Mama. That's right. Don't you let him hold you down.
Oh, man.
Women wearing man's clothing. I can't read this story. The title is Women Wearing Men's Underwear Is Now Cool.
Okay.
So I'll just keep it at that.
There you go.
It's cool, guys.
Oh, man. Ruined.
The Instagram account for American Express will be taken over starting Sunday by six of its card-carrying members.
Wow.
Amex says six talented photographers, entrepreneurs, and tastemakers will bring their talents to @AmericanExpress for a two-week period. All six are creative types, which means the usual Instagram snooze post from American Express will be pushed aside for 2 weeks, and you'll get tons of pictures of coffee, airport hangers,
yep,
shoes,
yep,
and trees.
Ugh.
Good luck.
Who do you think they're going to get? Because isn't Ellen like an American Express person?
I don't know. I know that she had this couch thing that went around, and it was in Nashville yesterday.
What?
Like, she's got a big red couch floating around, and it's been going to different cities.
No clue.
I don't know. You know what, though? That show, and I know people are going,
that's like Mitch's favorite, so that yeah, show she's is, talking about Ellen all the time.
It's a super positive, like, it's very, it gets you, like, pumped.
It's positive and encouraging.
It is. It really does, because she gives people things,
right,
you know, she like changes people's lives in little practical ways. I'm not saying anything
yeah,
on a philosophical level or whatever,
right,
but, and it's inspiring to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It shows how, like, when you do good things for others, how inspiring that can be on even just like a practical level.
Yeah.
That's why I Pay It Forward Friday.
Ah!
Today I'm encouraging you to go do something for somebody. Like, maybe you're in line at a coffee place or a food place. Pay for the meal behind you.
I am going to go humble a bunch of 13-year-olds because I bought Call of Duty
now
last night.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's ministry,
yeah,
right there. That's ministry.
That's warfare.
That is ministry.
You're going down. Be in like, the face.
Hey, kid, I'm doing this because it hurts me more than it hurts you.
Headshot. What now?
I just want to show you the love of the Lord, child.
Man, I got that, and then I had Winter Jam last night. I was like, but I want to play Call of Duty.
I know. I'm sorry.
I hate being a grown-up.
Here's a shocking headline. Airports brace for millions of Thanksgiving travelers. You think?
Wow.
The trade group Airlines for Americans says 24.6 million people are going to try to make their way through airports in the week and a half around Thanksgiving. That's 1.5% more than last year. Analysts predict that 2.6 million of those people will try to board U.S. Airlines just on the Sunday immediately after Thanksgiving. We'll say they try, because between weather delays, boarding delays, and bad luck, the number of passengers who actually board planes that Sunday sometimes falls way short of predictions. Dawn is flying on Thanksgiving.
I was just about to say, your wife is one of those people.
Not on the Sunday after, but
around that week and a half of
Yeah. Check this out. David T. Fagan is marketing. He's a marketing executive who lives in Orange County, California with his wife, two dogs, and eight children. And he's become famous for publicly stating that he's not saving one single cent for college education for any of his kids.
Whoa.
As a matter of fact, he would prefer his children didn't go to college at all. Fagan and his wife detail their financial parenting philosophy in a new book titled Guerrilla Parenting, coming out in January. David encourages his kids to strike out on their own and create businesses from the time they're in elementary school.
Whoa.
If any of his children are going to college, David expects them to work, save up, and earn scholarships. He wrote a book to prove it.
All right.
Probably making money off of it. All right, we got to get to birthdays with Doug. Let's take a quick look at traffic. I zoomed in.
Yeah.
Looks real good. All right, so Paseo and 25, it's a big mess. I-25 Frontage Road at Paseo is closed due to construction. And it's a little congested even already this morning if you are westbound on the western side of 25 and you're going on Paseo right around the construction. It's slow going, but they're doing, like, there's huge lane shift over there.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy. Pay attention to what you're doing because it is kind of confusing.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Also, there's construction down at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic right now in the Albuquerque area.
I totally ended up at the General Mills. I've never done that before.
Because of the factory?
the crazy construction.
Did you get cereal?
I went the wrong way.
Did they give you stuff?
No.
Do they wait in the parking lot?
I was told to turn around.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't get in without like security clearance. You know who has security clearance? Doug
and Count Chocula.
Ooh, yes. He is the Count and Captain Crunch. They're like, right. Good morning, Captain.
They're good people.
They are.
Very good people.
Let me tell you about good people, Doug. Go look in a mirror.
All right. Will do.
I really like forcefully complimenting people. Yeah.
I really like that hat you're wearing. Now shut up. Morning, Doug.
Good morning. Today, November 7th, 2014, day 311.
Hey.
54 days from
me. Don't know what to do.
Amber is the color of my energy.
Beautiful disaster. Today will be.
Snare that sounds like a tin bucket.
I like that, man.
That's a terrible snare sound.
Yeah.
My opinion.
First up this morning, one of the biggest evangelicalists of all time.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham. Yeah.
Billy Graham.
It's Billy Graham's birthday.
That's Billy Graham's birthday.
92.
93.
Today, he is 96 years old.
Wow. Erwin Lutzer
mm-hmm.
does an incredible Billy Graham impression.
Yes,
you remember that night?
Yes.
He's somebody that airs on KNKT.
Yep.
Gosh, he sounded just like
him. He did.
It was uncanny.
He did really good, yeah. I like Erwin Lutzer a lot, man.
I told you guys the story of my dad meeting Billy Graham.
No.
Told you that. We'll move on. I'll tell it later. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Go for it, Dan.
Next up, an American actor best known for playing Peter Brady. On the Brady Bunch.
Nope.
Peter Brady.
If it's not Florence Henderson, I don't know.
Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight.
Peter Brady. That was the middle one?
The middle one.
That's the one that looks like Neil, right?
He's the one that did all the VH1 stuff later. Yes.
It looks like
Yes,
Pastor
he does
Neil.
Look like Neil. Holy cow. Neil. There's a guy here named Neil, and he looks like that
Pastor
guy.
Pastor Neil here, Calvary.
Weird. Oh, I'll never be able to.
I'm sorry.
Now I can't listen to him anymore. He's going to be up there sharing his heart, and I'm going to be going, Peter Brady. Oh, are the stresses of life getting to you, Peter?
50.
54.
57 years old.
Whoa.
Next up, an American film and theater actress born in South Korea. She's best known for her role as Sun on the American television series Lost.
Okay.
I want you to know that I thought it was Jurassic Park for a brief second.
I knew it, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Couldn't quite put
What
my
is her real name?
On.
I don't know Sun's name.
Youngjin Kim.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did know that.
I know who this is. Was she in a Marvel movie? She in, like, Iron Man or something?
Yeah, what was she in?
She's in something.
Well, she was in Lost.
She's in a big movie, too.
I was going to look her up, and then I remember
she's in a bunch of South Korean films.
Yeah.
And she's on a new ABC show, Mistress.
Mistress. Okay. She wasn't in like a big Marvel or something? Comic nerd movie?
I do not believe so.
Okay. All right.
44.
40.
41.
Ah!
I almost said 41. If I would have said that, I would have. Lord.
Yep.
She is.
Wow.
She is 19.
Oh, my headphones. Just, I was like, Doug, why'd you turn the music off? Oh, he didn't. My headphones just died.
You said how old? I said 19. He's changing his batteries out.
It's all right.
Guys, Beats by Dre all day.
Batteries.
I still don't understand why batteries, we have these
guys.
batteries
in our headphones.
It's so stupid.
It's a stupid life.
20.
She is 18 years
Dang
old.
Dang it, I went the wrong way.
18. Already just conquered the world.
And now on to Saturday.
Oh,
yeah, November let's 9th. Do it.
I'm sorry, November 8th, day 312.
Melissa Etheridge.
No.
No, what
no.
is her name?
Winona Judd.
No.
Nope.
Ashley Judd.
Wait, no, she's got the
Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie yeah. Raitt.
There you go.
That's her. Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt is 62.
67.
Talking bad people. She is 65 years old.
Left.
Ryan, it's not Ryan Reynolds' birthday.
Nope.
Somebody else in Van Wilder?
Yep.
The other guy that went on
nope.
to be Harold and
she
Kumar?
She was also in...
Oh, Tara Reid.
Yes. She's in the American Pie films and most recently Sharknado.
Sharknado.
You could have played a Blink song and said American Pie. Well, but the one that they play,
yeah.
you couldn't have played. Either.
37.
Good call, Doug. Okay. Tara Reid is 36.
She is 39 years old.
39, Tara Reid. Good grief. My childhood is gone.
And now on to Sunday,
all right.
November 9th, day 313.
She was not in any good Marvel movies.
She was not? Okay. Imogen Heap?
This was from a show, though.
Yeah.
This is... Oh. Yeah, because it always sounds like...
Is Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, it is.
Ugh.
Patrick Dempsey.
And we looked it up. It's,
nope.
It's not
Imogen. McSteamy.
McSteamy. Who? He would be the perfect Cable. He was on
it
that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see that.
The Last Ship.
Yep. Marley and Me.
What is his name?
Oh, he was
Dang
in Marley
it.
And Me?
No, I know his name. It was the best part of that terrible show.
That is a devastating
Chris made me watch
film.
It. I hated it.
McSteamy.
It's cool. He was awesome. I can't remember his name.
Eric Dane.
Yes. He would be the perfect Cable.
He would be really good at Cable.
Oh, he'd be so good.
Okay. Rob Liefeld said they have a plan for Cable. Did I tell you that? Did you read that?
No.
Said he's not going to be in the Deadpool movie, but they have a plan for him.
Whoa.
I haven't gotten one right this whole week,
I have been way off today.
Peppa.
Salt.
Peppa.
That's
yes!
weird. That's weird.
I went with the other one.
That was pretty funny.
And their DJ, you remember her name?
Spinderella.
Yes!
Oh, Doug!
Done, Doug!
Yep.
Spinderella.
My mom had this tape.
Your mom had this tape.
That
you need to be thanking
yes.
Salt and Pepper then.
Oh, Doug. Doug, no! Yeah. Don't thank them, Doug! Hey, you're putting ideas in his curious mind. You need to calm down.
Peppa is 55.
46.
45.
God.
I was a decade off. Gosh. Makes sense, though. John, no.
Nope.
Sounded like John Foreman for about 0.8 seconds. Only hope.
Oh, Brian McKnight?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Different group.
Oh. 98 Degrees.
Yes.
Nick Lachey.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, my
God. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, baby!
Nope.
Oh, yeah! Nope. I almost said O-Town. You remember O-Town?
O-Town.
Yeah. Gosh.
Nick Lachey is 38.
Gonna be strong.
Oh, my gosh. I
okay.
thankfully don't know this at all.
Dude, this is 98 Degrees.
Never.
They were the C-lister.
No, yeah, I was going to say, never heard a single song.
It was like at every festival they were going, we need a boy band. Can you get NSYNC? No. Can you get Backstreet Boys? No.
Gosh.
What's that? The temperature band? 98 Degrees? Book them.
Nope. Wow. I really don't know this.
Doug, this is our song.
I'm like proud of this moment.
He's married to Jessica.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to lie. Okay. Nick Lachey today is 42.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
I think it's at 38.
41.
Oh, my gosh.
You were right there.
Sam Swan's right outside.
Oh.
Zach De La Rocha?
No, this was
no. Okay. The Ayatollah of Rock and
yeah.
Roll.
Chris Jericho.
Oh. Ah! One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, is dude.
It's Chris Jericho's birthday on Sunday.
Yep.
The Lionheart.
The Lionheart.
Yeah, that's WCW right there.
I had the Y2J t-shirt. I had, dude, I get to meet Chris Jericho. Like, I mean, meet him.
Lead singer of Fozzy.
We saw him so many times.
See a nice dude? What movie was he in where he popped up? It was like one of the funny movies. He was just like a side character.
I don't know.
When he cut his hair, I was mad. Guys, I was mad.
Sam is so cold.
Like, little...
Look at Sam out there conserving his energy.
45.
Chris Jericho's 42.
He is 44.
Oh. Gosh, I was off.
Alright, I gotta see what movie. He was in some movie. I know this. It's a Unix system. I know this.
What is this?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh,
that's
Ed Norton?
What it is.
Nope.
Liv Tyler.
No,
nope.
It's
Sam
Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is the song that played at the end of the show when he was walking down the road.
Sorry.
You remember he was always leaving? Because he was a wanderer, a vagabond, if you will. Lou Ferrigno today is 56.
Oh, man, I was going to say like 60. No, you're right. I was thinking of the main dude. I'm going to say 60.
63? And we'll do one date.
Yeah, we will. Just one.
On this day in what year, basketball star Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for the AIDS virus and was retiring.
Oh.
91.
90.
1991 is correct.
Hey, good job.
Thank you. The number one song for today.
What is it?
Is this Gloria Estefan?
Nope.
Hang on. I got this.
Oh,
oh gosh. Lionel okay. Richie?
Yep.
Yes. Lionel Richie. Wait, what is it? Why can't I
remember? It's the music, play on, play on.
Was it Dancing on the Ceiling?
Nope.
What is this song called? Why can't I think of what this song is?
You guys can just keep guessing.
We're going to.
We'll be here all night.
All night long. All right, what song? All right, what year? What do you think? Number one.
This is a good song, man. 86.
I have a friend that I worked with at Forever 21 in Nashville, and this is her
all
uncle.
What?
Lionel Richie is her uncle.
Oh my gosh!
It's crazy.
Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What'd you say? 86?
Yeah.
85.
1983.
Whoa.
It's the year I was born.
Today is Hug a Stuffed Bear Day.
No.
Saturday is Cook Something Bold and Cappuccino Day. Sunday, World Freedom Day and International Tongue Twister Day.
All right. It's Friday. We are excited to be here. We hope you are too. We got a great show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission New Mexico is here.
Yep. Doug, Chris Jericho was in MacGruber.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was.
Which film here in Albuquerque?
Awesome.
More fantastic facts like that on today's edition of Team Awesome Morning Party.
No! Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
You know what that is?
Inception.
No, that's This is the sound of There's Nothing on Traffic.
Oh, okay. I only saw Inception once.
That's
Inception. I own it. And I think I watched it once.
Yeah. Okay, so there's I-25 in Paseo. There's construction. I-25 Frontage Road North at Paseo is closed due to the construction. And we have road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio, the one, the only, Sam Swan!
Hey, what's up? I love this theme.
This is a good theme for him. This is good.
Book him, Dano.
Oh.
Next week, we're going to have a whole new system.
Oh.
I'm going to have a gajillion times more music.
Oh, wow.
Just to play with. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A gajillion's a lot, guys.
That's
like 43 more songs.
That's more than a trillion, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Let's turn that camera so we can see Sam's bare face.
I got a D in math several times, so don't ask me about numbers, please.
Oh, there he is. Sam.
Am I on? Hi.
There he is. Sam Swan.
Oh, so this thing is terrible.
Maybe if we can turn it a little.
It's because is it the mic thing that's in my way?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, if I cheat this way.
No, Sam, we got you, man.
Oh, okay.
Looking right into the camera.
All right.
All right, I'm switching angles away from people seeing Sam.
There you go. Can
you just make it where I see me?
Yes. Hang on. So what I'm going to do is if anybody says anything stupid, I'm going to switch the camera view to just Sam. So if anybody tunes in, they'll go, it was that guy that said it.
That one right there. The people that don't watch don't know who we look like. We look like.
Yeah.
Who we are by what we look like. That's what I was trying to say.
Yep.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to Friday.
Hello.
We're excited to have you guys with us. If you'd like to chime in, hang out with us, 505-338-3700. I want to get back to something you mentioned in breaking news.
Don't say it like that.
David Fagan, this marketing executive who lives in Orange County, California with his wife, two dogs, and eight children, has become famous for publicly stating he is not saving one single cent for college education for any of his kids.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, he prefers children do not go to college at all. Him and his wife detailed their financial parenting philosophy in a new book titled Guerrilla Parenting, coming out in January. He said he encourages his kids to strike out on their own and create businesses from the time they're in elementary school.
Man.
If any of his children are set on going to college, he expects them to work, save up, and earn scholarships. So I thought I'd open up the phone lines.
Yeah.
Kids going to school right now, parents driving, listening. You have college children.
I have,
Well,
I have two that are in college, but since one of them's married, he's kind of on his own.
Got you.
I mean,
so what do you think of his method? Do you think the idea of not funding your kids' college or making them work for it? Or, I mean, he said he prefers his kids don't go to college at all. What do you think about that?
I think, depending on the kid, I think college is good. College is important. But not everybody is cut out to go to college.
Agreed.
Dude, I tried it three times.
Yeah, and they can be very successful. In fact, I know one of the most successful business guys that I know in one of the communities in our state. He's a dear friend of mine. His kids were in my student ministry and everything. He is very successful. He doesn't have a college degree.
Well, thank you, Sam. I didn't want you to bring me up, but
well,
now that you have.
You have a college degree.
Build you up.
Oh. I don't even have a high school diploma.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But the degree.
This guy's been successful with his without a college degree.
Look at all I've accomplished. Yes. I mean, let's be honest.
You are a local celebrity.
But here's the deal, guys. My degree is an associate's degree.
That's
and
still
you
a
know
degree.
How they abbreviate
the
that.
The only degree I have.
Yes, ASSOC, period.
Oh.
I know what you were thinking.
That's not how they abbreviated it in Mississippi.
Well, it's because. Well, I don't want to get into that. One time I told somebody I was a real asset to an organization, and they told me I was only off by two letters. So I don't know what that means.
Because you're set in your ways.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Thank you for clarifying that
welcome.
For me.
Sam, why are you kicking against the goads, brother? I just made a Bible donkey joke.
Oh,
you did,
man.
You did.
Yeah, 505-338-3700.
I'm sad.
Don't be stubborn like a donkey.
In this day and age, college, is it important? According to this author of Guerrilla Parenting, he says,
He's hoping his kids skip college altogether. He doesn't think that it's important. And if they want to go to college, they're going to have to do it themselves. He is going to have nothing to do with their college education.
Now, I don't necessarily have an issue with, not that I would necessarily do this. Emily, if you're listening, I'm still helping you out.
Right?
I wouldn't necessarily have an issue with somebody who says, you need to earn your own way. I think that's good. I think it teaches life lessons like that.
Yeah.
And if that's kind of how they've been brought up their whole time, like my dad told me, when I was in high school, all my friends. See how I did this?
All
I played this.
My
Everybody
friends.
Has a car, Dad.
I know.
And my dad said, "Well, at least one person doesn't."
Oh,
and he
not everybody. Not everybody.
And he goes. My dad, pretty clever. And so he said, if you want a car, you get a job. And I just said, you know what? I don't want a car that bad.
Mm.
I'd rather hang out. So.
Yeah.
And I could drive my parents' car almost whenever I wanted to. You know, I mean, I had to ask for permission. That was the one thing back in those days, I had to ask for permission. I couldn't just jump.
Wait, what's that?
it's delaying gratification by saying no sometimes to your children.
Got you.
So anyway, I don't think that's necessarily mean or cruel or anything to ask a child to earn their own way. And in some ways, because we can't necessarily afford to pay for all of the kids that went to college, we've helped them out a little bit, and they've also helped a little bit. So it's kind of a team thing that we've done with our kids. And that's fine, too. I just think that whatever works for you, you can do within your family, whatever means you have. I do also think, though, that kids that get things handed to them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I do think they don't. Take it as
man. I always wanted
seriously.
To be one of those kids.
I know, me too.
Oh man,
I'll say that.
I'll tell you right now. No, you don't, because I was one of those kids.
Okay.
One year for homecoming, I didn't want to take my Mustang to homecoming.
Oh my gosh!
So my mom bought me a car.
Really?
Another one.
Wow.
I was that kid, okay?
Man, you are the worst.
You are.
I was the worst.
I had to get a ride for homecoming.
I was a brat.
I had to double date with somebody who would drive because my dad wouldn't. He had to have the car that
my
night.
My dad let me use his car.
I tried college three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's my parents. We didn't have very much money at all.
We didn't either. My mom was just dumb and was like, "Hey, we'll just credit card this one. I can get another loan, Mom."
But she loved you. And she thought she was doing what she needed to.
Yeah. Yes, there was none tough love in our house.
So anyway, my parents really encouraged me to get scholarships.
Yeah.
So I worked my butt off. I got valedictorian at school and didn't pay a dime for college.
Oh, no,
that's awesome.
That's a great.
And
yeah.
Then when I got to college, my goal at college was to make a B in a class and be excited. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. You mean make a B as opposed to an A?
Yeah,
or
like not work as hard as I had in high school. Because
yeah.
I like worked my tail off
in
junior high and high school. Really, really did. Like would not go to things because I would be at home studying.
Right.
Yeah. But then in college, I totally just...
Yeah.
And I was like, man, forget all that. I'm
going to
be a theology major.
He totally slacked off and got a B+, man.
Gosh.
I did good in college.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
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 I was calling to chime in on the college or the book that the gentleman wrote.
Yeah.
And I've been listening while I'm on hold, and I agree with pretty much everything that Mr. Swanson was saying. I grew up in a very large family. There's 12 of us.
Wow.
And, yes. And out of all of us, so far, two have gone to college, myself and my older sister. And we have done it all on our own. And not that my parents basically told us, we're not going to help you or you need to do this for yourself, but kind of because we were raised to earn things were never handed to us, mainly because, you know, it just wasn't really an option. But you know, I feel like it really did make the difference when I did go to college, because I was in classes with a bunch of students that came straight out of high school that didn't really, you know the ramifications of college and kind of just, you know, floated around, didn't have much direction. And it didn't make it, you know, a difference if they flunked the course or they had to retake it, because, you know, it wasn't coming out of their pocket. So in my opinion, not just, you know, biased from the way I was raised, but I really do feel that kids these days don't really appreciate the things that they're given. And and they do need to learn that it costs money, and they need to learn earlier in life what it is to be an adult and make your own way.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
In regards to the book, I think, you know, it is, you know, he is definitely onto something in teaching his kids that, you know, could he have done it in a less, I don't know, how to say it, like in a commanding way, in a sense, but, you know, I think there's some good behind it, definitely yeah. on a good track.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for the yeah. comments.
Okay. All right. Bye.
505-338-3700. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
No, I'm not.
I shouldn't check my phone while we're listening
to people. Did he text you something?
Yes, dude. And I'm like listening to that great conversation, and then all of a sudden I check my phone, and that's what I got.
Oh, my God.
That's what
I
got.
Did you read the hashtag?
Yes, the snuggle is real.
Oh, my God.
Static!
Good morning, guys.
Morning!
Okay, two things.
Two? Damn.
Yes,
it's
I know,
only a three-hour program. Just kidding.
First of all, this is your crazy crying pregnant lady from Wednesday.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, crazy pregnant lady.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you to Static Nation. After I made that call Thursday, I went in and did some more blood work. My doctor wound up canceling my appointment because she had to go deliver another baby. But she sent me to an ultrasound. The blood work came back good. Finally, the hormones are doing what they're supposed to. And the ultrasound, they said, we're too early to see the baby, but everything's looking healthy and normal, so we look like we're on the right track.
For those that's that are awesome. Just joining us or who weren't listening on Wednesday, she called in with a prayer request because yeah. they were worried about it being atopic. Is that what it's called? Atopic pregnancy?
Ectopic.
Yes, that what she said.
Okay.
I'm a dude. I don't know these things.
Yeah, well.
And yet, it was a great, like, vulnerable moment of, hey, this is what's going on in my world, and
wow.
prayer request, and it turns out, it sounds like, man, God moved in a great way, and things are awesome. So,
yeah.
Yes!
He's moving in a great way. He's doing things right. I bumped into the doctor on our way back from that delivery on my way out of the hospital and told her what had happened at the ultrasound. I think she said, you know, you got off to an odd start, but it sounds like you're going to have a healthy, normal pregnancy.
Yay!
So,
it's awesome.
We're very
outstanding.
Excited.
That is great. Did you already start a college fund for this baby?
I've already started college fund for this baby.
No, have you really?
Yes.
Wow.
I did it. My parents both got associate's degrees. They didn't go any farther than associate's.
Okay.
And they never did anything with their degree. So they kind of had the college isn't that important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they didn't do a college fund for me or my brothers. But then I went. I paid my way through to an associate's, and for a long time I thought that was all I could do. And then I finally decided that wasn't all I wanted to do. I'm currently finishing my bachelor's, and I submitted my application to law school
Whoa,
a couple weeks ago.
Whoa, nice.
So I'm hoping, but it's really hard to pay it going that far when you don't have parental help. So I decided my kids should have the option if they want to go to law school or be doctors or anything to not have to stress about paying that many years of college, because it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, cool, man. That's that's amazing. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for
Absolutely.
Calling.
Absolutely.
All right. Keep us updated.
Yeah, Dad, you keep calling and
yeah,
let us
keep
know.
Keep us updated.
Hi. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Man.
She's awesome. Going to name her kid Steve-O Mateo Jeter.
Oh, gosh. Wait, what's her last name?
I don't know. That's why I said Jeter, because I don't know. That'd be kind of weird if she did.
Did you just claim the baby?
I did.
Wow.
I totally did.
Can you
Especially
do that?
If it's going to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Hey, Doug, what's your baby going to be?
I want that
Wait a minute.
Doctor lawyer
if
money.
If you're going to do that,
what
you
is
also
it?
Have to contribute
oh,
to
wait,
the college fund.
Never mind.
What, can I have your baby?
Okay. Oh, okay, good.
I claim Doug's baby.
Oh, okay, cool.
He said it's going to be something real important.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you're just joining us. David Fagan, he is a marketing executive, lives in Orange County, California, and just wrote a book with his wife called Guerrilla Parenting. They have 8 kids and have decided that his children, if they want to do something, they got to strike out on their own, creating businesses. In fact, they say from the time they're in elementary school, they push that. And if any of his children are set on going to college, he expects them to work, save up, and earn scholarships. But he's saying that he's not even pushing college education for his kids. He'd prefer they don't go to college at all. I prefer that too, but only because it's so expensive.
Yes.
Chrissy's grandmother, actually, when Jack was born, set aside $1,000 and said, this is for when he turns 18, this is for college, this is for, you know, and we haven't been able to touch it, obviously. He's 11 now, and so it's grown.
Has it been accruing interest?
I was going to say, it's grown. You know, we got the statement, it's like, oh, now it's at $1,200.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's 11 years it's been sitting there.
You can pay for a couple of his books. Yeah. That's good.
Right, right. So, but we didn't do this for Luke or Brody. And so recently we were talking about schooling for Jack because he's about to head into middle school. And what's crazy is now we're looking at a school for Jack where if he goes in now and goes through the rankings of this school, it's not like an APS school. It's I don't want to say the name of the school now, but by the time he's a junior, I believe, in high school, and gets through to graduation of high school, he'll have already earned the first 2 years of college credits.
Yeah,
and so it's like, man,
that's happening a lot now.
Yeah, that's great. And kind of,
which yeah, kind of.
Because you graduate high school, I'm like 50-50 because he's going to graduate high school with the first 2 years of college under his belt. So he's going to be walking into a wholly different world, university, with 2 years of college already, going into like a third year with some of these third year college people.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm like split on it.
There's a as far as academics are concerned, it is advantageous.
That's great.
Yeah, but as far as the emotional maturity,
sociological
and social maturity, absolutely. Because there's some guys who are even proposing that they call it the gap year, where you send your kid off to do
life
something
right
for a year, get a job for a year.
Yeah,
don't go right into college because a lot of what happens, sometimes what happens is a kid graduates from high school, goes right into college, and then he just goes banana crazy.
Right,
banana crazy. Sam, calm down.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That sounds very appealing.
He goes bananas and crazy. So.
Gosh.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to slip up on that.
Oh, no, what's happening?
Steve-O just doesn't want to approach it because he's got that shade of yellow about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
You guys just, go ahead.
It
go
just
ahead, get
kind of was a fruity conversation.
Oh, it was.
Gosh, just keep going.
You feel like you got a monkey on your
back? Oh, I was just going to say, stop monkeying around.
I am on the same brain length as Sam. Save me.
Save me.
Help me.
Hey, welcome to the dark side. Welcome to the Sam side.
That's the Sam side.
This is so weird.
So anyway, they go crazy when they go to college, and it's a waste of money. It's a waste of their time.
Yeah.
It can be a big pain.
Yeah.
There's some kids who kind of survive that first year, and then they kick it up a notch and actually, you know, finish their degree.
Yeah.
There's others that sometimes it messes them up for a long time. So there's, you know, there's all kinds of that's the crazy thing,
right,
is that somebody wants to come out and say this is the way that it needs to be done, and the truth is that there are so many things in life we want that from, but it's just not. There's
cookie
all
cutter.
Kinds of things. Exactly. There's all kinds of things to consider.
Yeah.
Family background, educational. You know, if a kid is brilliant, why not let him go to college?
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe in it yourself, if your kid is brilliant and can end up being a PhD in something that would be helpful, or, you know, whatever. So
we got jammed for
months. I don't even know what I was just saying.
No, I got you.
It was wonderful.
It was beautiful.
I'm just glad Mateo's on the same
You had
side.
A whole bunch of knowledge.
I had a whole bunch of
static.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was calling about everything you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Well, this is how I look at it. I have a son who's in high school and a daughter who's in middle school. And we live like paycheck to paycheck, I'm sure, like a lot of people do.
Right.
And don't have the opportunity to put money aside for their college educations. And so what we're doing right now with our kids is we're pushing them to get awesome grades, to play sports, so that they can get scholarships.
Yes.
And that way it's something that they do and they'll benefit from now and forever, because they're going to look back and say, you know what, I did it.
Yeah.
Mommy and daddy didn't put me through. You know, so-and-so didn't put me through. I did it. And they're going to strive to do better, not just now, but like forever in their life, because they're going to know how to work for stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What if they don't want to be athletic?
Well, I'm lucky. I have kids that love it. So.
Well, I know, but when well, then that's good. I'm just saying,
I would push them to get an academic scholarship,
right.
Because my kids want to go to college.
Yeah, oh, see, now that's
me
good.
And my husband never did.
Okay,
and we regret that, so we tell them. You know what I mean? Like, we never went to school, we never went to college,
right.
And now, you know,
that's encouraged them.
We regret
I think
it,
that's
and
great.
We encourage them to do it. And they want to do it. So, like, my daughter, who's in seventh grade, is in a program called AVID. And basically, it's a college preparation class that you start taking in middle school.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. See, that's great. I think that's great.
So, I mean, they're doing stuff like this, and it's not doing it for us. It's doing that for themselves.
Right. Yeah. And I, the only reason I wanted to ask that question is because obviously I don't know you, but that word push, that makes me a little bit nervous when parents say, I'm pushing my kids to do this.
Yeah.
So that's all I was asking was just for clarification to make sure that it's more than – it's a, like a strong urging.
Yeah.
And if you wanna,
exactly.
Good for you.
Exactly.
Good for you.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Love listening to you in the morning.
Thanks
so
much. 505-338-3700. We did the same with Jack and Luke.
Yeah.
They both want to play baseball. They both want to go to college.
Right.
They both already, 8 and 11 years old, are already talking about where they want to go to college.
Absolutely.
Whether it's football, basketball, baseball. And so we have let them know that sports and education go hand in hand.
Yeah.
If you want to play Little League, if you want to be great at this, you can't just focus on the sport.
Right.
You have to focus on your education as well,
right.
Because that's what's going to get you to these great schools. Because they're talking, you know, oh, I'm just going to go to Notre Dame to play football. I'm just going to go to, and it's like, no, you're not, unless you work really, really hard.
And there's a huge difference between really urging them to work really hard to get good grades, to get that kind of stuff, and making it such a high priority that you're pushing them to excel, and that eventually they end up being really bitter because if I don't get an A, my parents won't love me.
Right,
and that's not what is communicated, but sometimes that's what comes across.
Right,
and I've seen that happen many times where a kid is driven to get good grades, not because he wants the knowledge and to get scholarships, but to keep his dad off his back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it's what's expected.
And there's a fine line between strongly urging and pushing to that. And
right.
Do I think kids need to do their best effort to get good grades in school? Absolutely I do. But there's a way to approach it that can create issues later on.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. Whenever I hear that kind of terminology, I just get a little bit nervous.
You, not Pastor that I'm, Sam Swan.
Not that I'm a
man,
parenting guru, but I wasn't necessarily nervous for that lady. I just thought this would be a good time to kind of bring up that part of the topic that we're discussing today.
Talking sports
sports,
like athletics and education. You know, talking some of these schools where, hey, it's college prep in seventh grade.
Yeah.
They don't have athletic programs,
right?
So we have to keep going through, you know, the city.
Through the Little League.
Paradise Hills Little League system.
Or
because,
one of the club soccer teams.
Right.
Or, right, exactly.
Club ball, because your school probably doesn't have that if you're going to one of those programs where it's like, hey, guys, college prep education.
Yeah,
you know,
so that sounds like the most interesting way to spend a Saturday.
Yes.
Right. There's no sports.
Right.
No sports. Because why would there be?
and the other thing, too, is, you know, for sometimes kids will be interested in it for a little. Like Riley, our youngest, he loved playing baseball, and then he reached a certain level, and he was like, I don't want to play next summer.
Did you meet? Immediately just kick him out.
I did.
Just be like, strike out on your own.
You go live with one of your siblings.
Because you struck out here. Hey,
man, I'm glad my parents weren't jerks like that.
No, but we were like, okay, that's fine. I mean, inside my heart, I was like, well, this is my last chance at a major leaguer, so I give up. Now I've got nephews I'm hoping for.
There you go.
And grandsons.
Hey, you can live vicariously through my children.
Okay, I'll do that.
They're going to.
I'll be awesome.
There you go. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Is it me?
It's you.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You know, I turned on the radio so it doesn't give feedback and all that, and then I don't know if it's me.
It's you.
That's right.
It's totally you.
It's you.
Hey, you did the right thing.
While we're talking about the cost of school, while we're talking about sports, too, let's talk about the cost of sports.
Yeah.
Some of us parents cannot afford having our kids in sports because we're that poor.
Yeah.
What we did for our kids for college was started as soon as they were born a blue chip money market fund, $20 a month, because that's all we got.
Yeah.
And by the time they graduate, they have about $10,000.
Boom.
You want to go to school? It's your start. You got to figure out the rest of how to afford it.
Don't
want to go to college? Don't go to college.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a car. Start yourself on a job, whatever.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Man, but that's kind of, I'm like 50-50 because I hear what you're saying, but I know me. as a teenager. And I this is kind of what happened with me, was given this cash. And as in, as like a 17, 18-year-old kid, hey, would you like to spend this $10,000 on a college education or blow it on whatever else you
or
want?
Or behind door number two.
Let me think.
Yeah.
Do I, as an 18-year-old, want to go to college and further my education with something that I'm not even really truly thinking about right now? This was me. I'm not saying all kids. But for me, man, I frivolously blew through all of that money that would have gone towards college, and I just spent, and I have nothing to show for it, because it was like, I'm going to take all my friends snowboarding.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy this motorcycle.
Yeah.
I spent, and I did, and I just spent it because I was a kid, and so...
I think that taught you a great thing, too, because it taught you how to be responsible with your money as a dad and a husband.
Yes, amen to that, because now, man...
And now if you want to go to school, you've got to figure out how to do that while you work and raise kids.
Yeah.
And that's very hard, but that's a great lesson to learn.
It was a hard lesson to learn.
Solid.
Yes.
Solid.
Yes. So thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too.
You know, another
really
big,
good option.
Another big thing, too, is recently... I think like people that graduated when I did and beyond, so post 2004.
Okay.
You find out now that it's not the way it used to be, where if you went to college, no matter what you went into, you were guaranteed a job.
Right.
Now, in many ways, college, and I'm not one of those people, but in many ways, college is a racket. I would say you need to figure out what you want to be in college or in high school, and really, if it's a job like being a lawyer or even like a pastor or something like that, an educator, anything where your specific field actually requires a ton of education, then I would go to college.
Yes.
But if you're a person that's very charismatic and a likable dude, and you have like that innate business sense, is like maybe go to community college, get like an associate's degree, and then get out there in the job force.
Yeah,
you know, because you don't need to spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, for
on
you
college.
And I, it's interesting because like where we landed in radio, I didn't go to school for this whatsoever. You went through the band, you know, and basically. I agree. It's kind of life experience. Life experience versus education.
Versus what you want. Because there are some jobs where you have to go to school.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in any kind of position of like educational authority.
I'm going to be a paleontologist.
Yeah, anything like that. Or like a lawyer or a doctor or any medical field. You don't want. You can't not go to school.
Yeah.
But then there are so many other opportunities where you don't really, because a lot of kids are getting out of school, even teachers are getting out of school and they're not getting jobs.
Right.
And then they're stuck and you're super overqualified and you go apply for jobs and they're like, you're overqualified. We can't give you this job. We'll have to pay you too much.
Yeah. Right.
You know? And that's like this crazy juxtaposition.
Or they can't pay you. Like when Brenda, when we first moved to Albuquerque, and I partly did this because of, or I guess the Lord did this since he moved us to Albuquerque for this new position. But the way the circumstances worked out, if we would have stayed in Cruces, she would have been hired right away because there were a couple of elementary schools that were looking for PE teachers and they already kind of knew her
because
she finished school and all that stuff. So we came up here, and she had to kind of get her foot in the door in the school system up here. And so she took a position at a school as an educational assistant. And she has – you know, they educational assistants don't get paid hardly any money. Teachers don't get paid at all. Education assistants get paid less than anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so because she had an education degree, she came in at the top level of the educational assistant pay, but it was still super, super low.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. She's overqualified, but they're like, well, we can't pay you what you're qualified, but thanks for helping out. And here's this little bit of money. We appreciate it.
Oh,
it's a part-time volunteer thing. So thankfully now she's
working. And that happens
more
and more often.
And it is. Yeah. The job market is crazy, particularly what you want to go into. And, you know, like you said, Matt, there's certain fields that there's always going to be a demand for that kind of a job. But there's other things, and it's becoming so specialized.
It's true.
That's hard to do, too.
Because I have so many friends, especially before the economic fallout, but now increasingly more, so many of my friends that went to school, got a degree, it didn't really work out, and then they went and got like a real estate license and started killing it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then
right.
I've told you before, my neighbor that owned all the Subway franchises in northern Mississippi and was like a millionaire.
Right.
And he didn't even graduate high school.
Right.
You
it's
know?
Ridiculous.
That's kind of like the guy that I know that I was telling you about from the community that I know that's a good friend of mine who is who is a successful real estate guy.
Right.
I mean, hugely successful.
Some people
real
are just born with a business sense.
That's it. Whatever they touch is gold.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good to hang out with them.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of share my story on this topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a bachelor's degree in IT, graduated summa cum laude, and then for a long time I was really climbing the corporate ladder. And I worked at a certain big IT company here for a long time, and I was actually one of the top experts on many of their products in the country.
That's cool.
And so, you know, things are going really well. I'm like, oh, all right, I'm really glad I got this degree. It's really working out. And then basically one of the top brass looked at the spreadsheet, changed the line, and laid us all off.
Whoa.
Dang. So, yeah, you probably saw in the newspaper. I won't say the name of the company.
Right.
But so anyways, got caught in a massive layoff. I've been up and down ever since then. Unfortunately, God has helped me land on my feet. But the point is, you know, you're never going to get rich or be truly independent working for other people. And that's really what degrees prepare you for.
Right.
They prepare you to work for others.
That's a great, great point, actually. That's absolutely a great point. So thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, man. It's very, very true. You know, my wife, she runs a child care center. She runs a school up through fifth grade as well. And that's what she's always trying to push me for as well, because one, she always says you have to do what you're passionate about. That's why you do what you're passionate about. But two, if you're constantly working for others, there's that ceiling that you're just going to hit it, and there's not, where else are you going to go? What else are you going to do?
And it's all about priorities, because for the past almost 15 years, all I've done was music, and it was great.
Yeah.
But it's the weirdest feeling when you come, like a few years ago, I came and like, cause when I moved away, most of my high school friends, there are like two high school friends that I still see.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of them stayed in Mississippi and I totally got out. But when I go home, there's basically two or three that I'll call and say, hey, what are you doing? Let's hang out. So all you kids out there and they're telling you your high school friends are going to last forever.
Not true. That's not true.
Wait for college.
That's right.
Anyway.
You start developing more meaningful friendships.
Yes, you do. College. You do. Yeah. But the ones that you keep from youth and from high school, those are very special.
Those are great friendships.
But anyway, all that to say, I was touring, and this was the point when I was 26 years old and had to move back home because Waverly decided we were going to play more in bars rather than churches.
Right.
And contrary to what a lot of people think, when you switch over to quote-unquote mainstream, you don't get rich. You get a lot poorer.
Yeah. Right.
So just to lay it all out there, I went from making like between $1,500 and $2,000 a month off of Waverly in my band playing in churches all the time to doing what I felt like or what we felt like we needed to do to making almost $300 a month because we're playing in bars and stuff and not making any money. And that's what we felt like we needed to do. So we were investing. We were like, no, God's going to provide. And thankfully, He did. He's always provided, and that's always a testimony of mine. But it's the weirdest feeling doing what you love and then going to hang out with a friend who works in nuclear medicine at the hospital, who has his own house, who isn't married yet. He's got a brand new car. Everything's paid for. And then he's sitting there saying, you went on tour with Disciple?
Right.
That's
and
awesome.
He's all excited,
And then I'm like, it is awesome. I'm going to go sleep on my parents' couch because I just had to move back home.
Right.
And there's a, you know, and that sucks sometimes. Like even today, because I think, man, have I wasted the past 15 years? Because I'm surrounded by people. I was telling a friend of mine the other day, it's especially moving away from Nashville, because in Nashville, it's a bubble when it comes to this, because everybody you know is in a band. So everybody has a side job. Right. Everybody works at Forever 21. Everybody works at Starbucks.
Right.
Everybody works here, there,
this restaurant,
side job.
Whatever,
everybody's got one. And it's like that in LA with like acting and modeling and stuff like that. So it's a different mentality when you move to a town where it's not a beginner, like music scene. And I know we have a movie, whatever, but So I'm surrounded by people that have their crap together. Yeah. Seriously.
No.
But I think you're discrediting you having your crap together. You do. It's just in a different industry.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a weird line to walk because you it's hard to get out of a place where everyone's priority was making art and doing what means to an end. This is what I love doing. This is what I'm going to do to get there. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah. But then you move out and you get a regular job.
Right.
And it's kind of like, wait a second. Everybody else my age has a house and has like two or three
kids.
But
that's like the faux American dream.
And I know, but it's weird for me. It's just hard. It's a hard line to walk. And I get it. Like everybody's like, but you did everything you wanted. And I'm like, but every day I look around now.
Right.
And I feel this weird pressure that I've never felt in my whole life.
Yeah. Chrissy and I had this conversation this week, and I think it has to do with where God has called you, because Chrissy's mom still to this day, Chrissy's parents still get on her about the fact that she had full ride scholarship at UNM. She was doing all these great things at school, and she quit college in the midst of that to join a band and jump in a van with a bunch of dudes and tour the world with the Echoing Green. And, you know, and still gives her hell for that.
Yeah.
And this week I said, Chrissy, if you hadn't made that decision, you never would have met me, because I met my wife at an Echoing Green concert, and it changed the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
We have three gorgeous children,
and
this is what happened. You met Dawn.
It's true.
If it was all for that one thing, isn't it worth it? You know what I mean? You met the...
I know
you
this.
Met the love of your life.
If I wouldn't have done that, then I would be some miserable youth pastor stuck in the South wondering what I had done with my life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You met the love of your wife.
Hey, not
of
all
your
of us
life,
are miserable.
And you met your wife at the same time.
I would have been a miserable youth pastor.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
Me.
I hear you. So this is sort of off topic, but what you were describing.
Are you about to change topics at 7:56?
I just have a question for Mateo.
Yeah.
Okay, so you made a lot more money when you were going to churches than you went to bars.
Yeah.
Does that mean you were charging churches more money and then you just took whatever the bars gave you?
No.
Because that's going to change the way I negotiate with bands from now on for events. Events that I do.
Well, let me throw this out there for you, Sam. As a church, you're supposed to be blessing people that come in and help
you. As a bar,
you have a bottom line and you're depending on alcohol sales. And when a band comes in and they have a mainly Christian fan base who refuses to come to a bar, no matter how much they care about your music, and they can't make their bottom line, then you walk away with $30.
Well, you help me to understand. Yeah. I was just asking.
That's very, very true. Last night, Winter Jam, thousands upon thousands of people there.
Yeah.
It was a sea of people. So many people were turned away because it was a Christian event that was quote unquote safe.
Yeah.
And that's where the Christian community is. This weekend, Flyleaf is in concert at the Sunshine Theater. I was talking to our friends at The Edge because they're doing this event called Take the Edge Off Hunger, where the proceeds benefit the Storehouse.
Yeah.
It's for the homeless, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All you have to do is get a case of food and you get two tickets to this Flyleaf show. They've only given away 150 tickets.
That's weird.
Because it's at a bar.
That's just weird.
And even though it's Flyleaf and it's all these Christian artists and they're doing something for a homeless ministry here in town, it's only sold 150 tickets.
That's ridiculous.
And are you kidding
me? Yeah, I understand there's
because
some people.
Because it's a bar?
Yeah, yeah. I understand there's some people that legitimately can't put themselves in that situation.
Right. Because of lifestyle choices.
Not talking to you. But for the most part, when we avoid places like that, you know, just for the sake of avoiding or for the sake of aesthetics, like appearances, you know, even if you support something that's going on, then it really does. It has a ripple effect, and it ends up hurting.
Well, and look what happens, because there are so many ministries out there, non-commercial ministries, static radio included, that when the support dries up,
they go away.
Just remember that.
See? So my question added a whole new dimension to our discussion.
It really did. We have phone lines jammed. We promise we will get to you if you can hang out. We got to take a quick break. Coming back in just a few minutes, we will keep talking about this. Father of Eight explaining why he won't fund Children's College. You can get your stories in and your opinions in. Coming up next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hey, babies.
Let me tell you about traffic right now. We have an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-25 south at Montgomery. So if you are anywhere around there, the left lane is blocked. And north of that accident, southbound 25 is stacked up. It's down to about 20 miles an hour around Osuna and Pan American West. So if you're heading that way, that's right after all the construction at I-25 and Paseo. So it's a bit of a headache. Also, we have an accident that's off to the side, I-40 east at 12th Street. That's exit 157. And 40 eastbound is stacked up around that accident as well. So what I'm telling you is there's not a lot of fun going on the highways. Also, we have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio, Sam Swan.
Hello.
Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Hello, hello.
So you guys should probably turn your mic on.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Wow, I don't know if I should be offended or...
We've been talking about David Fagan.
Blessed.
Marketing executive. He lives in Orange County, California.
Song good.
California!
I've been there.
He's got a wife, 2 dogs, and 8 children.
Man.
Yeah.
He's become famous for publicly stating he's not saving 1 single cent for college education for any of his children, and he would prefer that none of his kids go to college at all. Him and his wife wrote a financial parenting philosophy book called Gorilla Parenting. And basically says that he expects his kids from the time of elementary school to strike out on their own, create businesses. If they want to go to college, if they're dead set on it, they're going to need to work for themselves to save up, maybe get scholarships, work, whatever it is. But he wants them to skip college altogether. So we thought we'd get your thoughts and opinions. 505-338-3700. You know, earlier you mentioned one lucrative business, and I think I'm starting to understand why it's so lucrative.
Let me hear it.
Real estate.
Yeah, babe. Well, it is. It's lucrative again now, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than it was.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm understanding why William Wilson recently acquired a worn-out looking pink house at an auction this week.
Oh.
He's one of those guys. He's like, I'm going to find cheap homes. I'm going to flip homes.
Okay.
Well, guys, you want to go into this lucrative business? Sometimes
I'll go.
There are risks associated.
Haunted.
He said he paid just $96,000 for this house.
Just 96?
This is in Cape Coral, Florida.
For a guy of my financial status, that's chump change.
He arrived the next morning to evaluate the purchase, trim the hedges, mow the lawn. Walked inside. You know, there's furniture. There's all kinds of stuff. And he's like, going through, yes, investment. This is good.
Can make this happen.
Outside, the grass had grown long, I guess. And it had been abandoned for some time. There was an elderly person who had lived there. And people just lost touch with her. The neighbors said, I believe she moved. She just left. So inside, he's evaluating his new property.
Oh, I see. I know where it's going.
I think I can.
Furniture, dead body.
Oh.
Normal.
Dead body.
In Florida.
Dead body.
Oh, my God. What, did it not smell?
Dead body.
So she must have been dead for a long time.
Dead body.
It's a normal part of the real estate business.
The corpse was on the floor of the master bedroom next to the bed. Longtime neighbors said that the old woman lived there.
The old woman.
With her sister, but they hadn't seen or heard from her for several years.
Okay, pause. She lived there with her sister?
Yeah.
Where is the sister?
I don't know. Some thought they moved. Others said that she just disappeared outside. The grass grew long. The community speculated.
Her sister was outside in the grass. They still haven't mowed it.
Speaking of grass, the next door neighbor said he used to park his van in the driveway because no one was ever around, and he had a hunch that it was a grow house for marijuana.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you're telling me the sisters had a fallout.
Yeah.
The one sister killed the other sister, took all the pot, and went to Mexico.
Who knows? Because this dude was
like, dude, that sounds like a great movie.
I am going to join the real estate biz. So Luke, make some money. 96 grand for this house. Can you imagine?
No.
Like evaluating, you're like, yes. Okay, good. No, this is good.
Walking.
The carpets,
the crown molding
they
is a
good.
Little
was all the mail still in the mailbox?
We got a little bit of water damage here in the subfloor, I think that's not that bad.
Yeah,
there's a dead body in the corner. The chimney is kind
of sinking.
I'm sorry,
go back. Did you just say dead body?
The water damage?
No,
it's under the, but it's easily, you just have to, you'll have to get the bathtub.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go under there and replace some of the boards. But it's not detrimental.
But
like, your foundation is fine.
You said, I'm sorry, dead body?
The crown molding is cracked.
Right.
Now, if you'll notice up here in the corner, you would think it would be a foundational shift, but it's not. It's just a poor job on their part. Yes, there is a dead body, but also I want to refocus here to the kitchen.
Okay, very spacious.
Wait a minute. If you paint these walls white, it'll sing. This room will sing.
Just go back. I'm sorry. Let's go back a little bit.
You're not legally obligated to tell about the dead body.
Well, it is New Mexico.
Right. Oh, that's right. I don't know what Florida's laws are.
Ignore the huddle of clothing over in the corner.
Man.
What's that over there? We don't know. We haven't moved that tarp yet.
That is a pile of leaves.
You know, people move to Florida. They want to retire. They want to live happily ever after.
Permanent retirement.
Others buy property there.
It's also sort of a sad story.
Yeah.
That poor lady.
There's just great rugs. Rugs. You just get a rug.
Yeah, that's one of those. If you swept that under the rug, that'd
when
be a little.
When did we go to Margaritaville?
Because this lady went to the permanent Margaritaville in the sky.
Because this is where the sister went. The sister took off and she was like, now she's reading the story going,
dude, wouldn't that be crazy?
Booyah!
If the sister was listening to the radio right now.
Whoa, dude.
Call in. We want to hear your side of the story.
505-338-3700.
Speaking of calling in.
Yeah. We have an all-pass bulletin.
Phone calls, 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi, guys. It's Nicole Myers.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey, Nikki.
I bet that lawn was super fertilized, though.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Amen. No, it was in the house.
No, you just got to look at the positives of the investment.
Either way,
investment.
That's what I'm calling about.
Yeah. What are you calling about?
David and I are kind of, I mean, we both are on different coins ourselves on the, of the
different
college
side
situation.
Of the same coin.
What?
Different
yeah,
side
different
of, the,
sides
same
of the same coin. David turned down a full athletic scholarship to kick around the country and play music.
Chrissy did the same thing. She had a basketball. She was a basketball player. She was like all the way through high school. Yes, she's going to go to college, looking at TCU, or I'm going to join a band.
Right. And I mean, seriously, at that age, who's going to go to college over join a band and tour the country?
Right.
And, you know, David's super lucky because his parents, well, his mom and stepdad were super supportive. His biological dad had a fit because he was like a MIT graduate and stuff. So David obviously went the musical route, you know, the mom route. But I went to college for no reason, apparently, because I stayed home while he kicked around the country for 13 years.
Amen.
Nice.
That's
but,
a good
I mean,
wife.
I don't know. I guess it just depends on what, you know, what your kids are good at and what they want to do. I think I'm putting pressure on my oldest daughter to go to Columbia just because I never got to.
Wow.
Pressure.
Wow. And, I was going to say, you guys have like 19 kids. What are you doing with all of your kids?
Hey, I'll say this. Your son is really good at spinning in circles. I saw him do it last night
in
practice.
If there was a PhD for that, he could do the advanced classes for that. I tell you what, there's my poor son. There's no chance he's ever going to get a full scholarship in athletics.
Your son is awesome.
He
was so funny last night. It was funny because he kept like wandering. He was just playing his DS or whatever, but he would like pop up in different places around the church, and David would be like, hey, don't do that, okay? Because we're trying to focus on practices. But then at one point, he kept saying, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't do that. But then at one point he said, hey, son, don't do that. And I turned around and looked, and he was just spinning in circles in the middle of the room.
What is that thing they do, though?
Like, we're like,
the cannonball thing, where you spin around
in
circles.
He's a sweet kid. And it's kind of sad because, you know, I grew up, I was involved in sports in high school, and obviously David wasn't. So, you know, there's like Friday night lights and stuff. And so I grew up with this hope of having like the seventh, the star of the football team. And I still get a little sad that I'm not going to have that.
Nikki, shot put, all right? You run around in circles and throw a cannonball.
There you go.
I'm helping you.
Or the hammer.
If he's a pro, you said he'd have a PhD in throwing.
This is true.
Spinning
circles. You know, what star of the football team do you know now, 20 years later, that is still not, you know, sitting at the bar scratching his belly saying, I bet I could throw a football over them there mountains.
Right. But
you could throw a football over them mountains.
So on this side of it, I'm a little sad. But, you know, maybe on the other side when he's, I don't know, doing whatever he
when
does.
He's ruling the world, you'll be embarrassed by this conversation.
So because David's been kicking around the world for the last 13 years, kicking around the country, you know, we don't have giant scholarship funds for our kids, so we encourage them to get good grades. And honestly, there's scholarships out there for everything. There's scholarships out there for being tall.
Yeah.
You know, there's scholarships out there for being a girl who's taller than 5'10".
They just have to look for it. Yeah.
So, you know, there's lots of ways to pay for college.
I would like to think that if a family was rich or could afford it, that, you know, paying for their children's college wouldn't be an option. I mean, not an option would be a question, that they would just do it. But I mean, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't regret the 13 years we spent, you know,
it's come
doing
up a lot in this
thing.
Conversation.
Yeah.
That phrase.
Yeah.
The 13 years we spent kicking around the country. I don't regret it, the 13 years we spent kicking around this country.
I'm feeling a little left out because I didn't kick around the country.
Living from gig to gig, selling gear to pay for bills.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have a joke that if you haven't sold your gear to pay for bills, you're not a real musician.
That's true.
That's very true.
Because who has not been there?
There you go.
Oh, it's true.
Thanks for the call, Nikki.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. Hey, we were talking about this real estate thing. We need to do a disclaimer. Listen, guys. We got a Facebook comment.
We did.
Oh.
And we want to sort of apologize.
No. Read the comment. Go ahead.
For the love of God, get to the part where you talk about how terrible it is that this elderly woman died alone without the love of family or neighbors. Where are we as Christians if we are not taking care of our neighbors? It's true. You need to be taking care of your neighbors if you are a Christian. Unfortunately, we don't know if the elderly woman was surrounded by Christians because this was in Florida, and we don't have that information because that wouldn't be reported in the news.
Mm.
But as an encouragement, if you have elderly people that live around you and you are a Christian, then you should be neighborly to them and help them out. Right? Yes,
yeah.
That's what I believe. Absolutely. So, sorry about that.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Jesus juke!
We got
Thank
Jesus
you.
Juke.
Thank you for that, for centering us.
Thank you.
We were talking about college education, stuff like that.
Do we have another
real
call?
Estate.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joins us.
I'm here.
Where were you, Sam? Where were you?
Sam, how come you weren't being neighborly
of us to
us?
Be asinine.
Come on, man.
It's not expected.
I did
you,
say
sir.
At one point, when you listen to the podcast, you will hear me say at one point during that whole conversation,
yes.
This is sort of a sad story, too.
It is a
the
sad
poor,
story.
The poor lady. And then. And then it got covered over by phone calls. But
Yeah.
Well, let me tell y'all something. Some people are real good at derailing conversations.
We're getting real estate.
Real estate.
Oh, Static.
Wow. I'm going to get it.
Yeah. You know what the sad part is?
What?
You can't have fun anymore.
You can't have fun anymore.
You can't have fun anymore.
Well, I'm having fun.
I'm not calling about dead people in Florida. I'm calling about college.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay, please do. Thank you.
Way to bring us back on track.
Yes.
Yeah, I have about 8 classes that amount to nothing.
Yeah.
And my wife has a bachelor's degree, and I will be paying for my student loans until my kids graduate college. So I have a bitter taste about college.
Yeah.
So
I understand, man. My sister did the same thing. She went to an out-of-state school up in Wisconsin and just tons of college
debt. Education debt,
and it just sucks.
My wife's a stay-at-home mom too, so we have this really cool piece of paper on the wall.
That's good.
So most expensive piece of paper I'm ever going to pay for.
Or continue to pay for.
There you go. Right on. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700.
Doug reminded me to say your mom goes to college.
Thank you, Doug. Static.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I wish I was going home to go to sleep, but instead I get to go change out a water heater.
Yeah.
Oh, good
Yay.
Times. Well, we good got times. We learned from, wait, was it you that taught us how easy it is to change out a water heater? Or was that another guy that called
Wait,
in one time?
Somebody called in one time.
Yeah, and he was like, dude, changing your water heater out is totally just a piece of cake. Here's how you do it. Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know what he said.
I totally tuned out. When people tell me how to do, like, handiwork, I just start thinking about Spider-Man.
You lost me at wrench.
Unfortunately, with the city of Rio Rancho, there's a lot of new codes in place. I don't think I'm going to follow those codes. I think I'm just going to go with the grandfather.
You can't say that.
Don't do that, man.
It's all right. It's all right, guys.
Man.
Tell us your story.
No, okay.
So did you go to college for water heater replacement, or?
No, sir, I did not. I actually got a buddy of mine who is a chiropractor. I was going to chime in on the dead body as well, but.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Anger people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just real quick.
People don't die every day, man, you know?
I'll bet that couch is wrapped in plastic. So that was like brand new.
Okay, you got your joke in. There it was.
Okay, so my buddy, right? He's a chiropractor. He didn't really do so well on his ASCPs or whatever that thing's called. I didn't take any of
there,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think he scored what he said. We just talked about this yesterday. He scored like, I think he said an 18 on it. And I don't know.
On the ACT?
I don't know what it's supposed to be. Okay. But he scored an 18 on it because he didn't care. He was going to go be a welder.
Yeah.
And, well, God called him a different direction, and now he owns his own practice and he's living the dream. But
yeah. That's how it works out.
He didn't go to college right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
So, appreciate you,
good
buddy.
Good words, yeah, Jets guy.
Have fun with the water heater.
Yeah.
You got a song request?
You know what? I do.
What is it?
Let's hear some MJ.
Okay.
Ooh, you know we got that.
We
got
to look at that man in the mirror, man, after the conversation we were having.
Please play Man. Yeah,
we got to make a change. We totally
make a change.
We were talking about a house.
Yeah.
Good furniture.
It would be.
We're going to let it go. Thanks, Colin. It's Jeff Scott.
Okay.
Love you.
Gosh.
Hey, Zoe on Facebook says, as someone working two jobs and going to school full time, yes, parents need to help. I don't have enough time to do anything outside of work and homework. You can teach kids the value of hard work and help them out.
Yeah.
But why do the kids need to have fun?
Okay, Sam.
I'm just asking.
Don't you.
I'm not. I'm just asking.
We're going to bring your kids on here, and they're going to tell us why they need to have fun.
There
please,
you go.
Please don't do that.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yeah, good morning, dude. This is Derek. How you guys doing?
What's good, up, man?
Hey, so I wanted to just chime in real quick, dude, just to kind of add some input. Anyway, so one of my buddies, dude, he was like, oh, I'm going to totally open up, like, the sickest skate shop in New Mexico, and everything's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So he goes to school, he starts going to school, learning business. So he's like, hey, I kind of like this school stuff, so I'm going to continue doing it. So he goes and he gets his master's in business, dude, and now the guy can't even use it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and then New Mexico's a pretty good skate scene, but it's not like as far as like generating multi-millions of dollars, dude. It's not
right.
But it was just crazy to me because his dad, like, sat down and talked to us. He's like, I'm going to tell you boys something. He's like, the only thing you need to make sure in life are certifications and not education.
Boom.
I was like, dang, dude. That's, wow. But I wanted to kind of get your guys' opinion. What do you think, dude? Do you think that's legit?
I think earlier we talked about it just depends on what you're going into.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, most of the jobs in this world are who you know.
Yeah.
Because you can be totally qualified for something and be overqualified for something and apply for a job and then watch it go to somebody who's friends with the dude in charge.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
preach
it. I'm just kidding.
I'm preaching, man.
Thank you guys, man. I really appreciate that. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. 505-338-3700. Wow. Your thoughts, input, talking about college. According to this father of eight, he's an executive of marketing in Orange County, California. He's got a wife, two dogs, eight kids, and they wrote a book called Guerrilla Parenting. He says he prefers that his kids do not go to college at all. He would like them to strike it on their own, create businesses from the time they're in elementary school.
Man, can you imagine the conversation? Because what's happening? This is what happened. Okay, he's got eight kids. Let's say I'm going to pick it was this one, this girl over here. We put up a picture on our Facebook. This girl is getting ready to go to college. And they're having an argument at home. And she's like, what do you mean I'm supposed to just pay for it by myself? How am I supposed to do that? I can't just pull millions of dollars out of thin air. What? Let's see you do it, Dad. And he goes, okay,
yeah.
I'll write a book
yeah.
about how I'm not going to give you any money.
Right.
And tons
right.
of people are going to buy my book, and I'm going to get a ton of money off yep. of it. And then, boom, it happened. And now she's working at Dairy Queen, and she's really sad.
So did he go to the jungle and, like, study gorillas to learn how to gorilla parent?
I don't
Is
think
that what,
that's, no.
I don't know. You know what it reminds me of, though? Bananas.
It does. I was just going to say, did his kids go bananas and that's why he...
I feel like they probably did. So. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. You guys.
I didn't. I just wanted to peel it off into another direction.
I get it.
Man.
I'm with you, man.
Totally answering
It's a
phone.
Slippery slope.
Gosh, Static.
Guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Just wanted to chime in. The previous caller mentioned that his buddy tried to start a business in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's just the problem.
Oh.
I think if you want to start a business, and you have good business savvy and you love it, then you should probably try to go somewhere else. New Mexico is notoriously bad for starting businesses.
For upstarts.
Yeah.
If anyone out there knows, Bill Gates actually tried to come here and start Microsoft here, but the bank wouldn't give him a loan, so he moved it to Seattle. Guess where all the jobs are.
Right. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
That's a big thing, too. Location, man.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I moved you out here? I was like, hey, man, come to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Where the beer flows like wine.
I guess
the women flock like the salmon of Capistrano. Sam!
Oh, God.
Both of those quotes are from Dumb and Dumber, but if you would still like to send hate mail or dumb Facebook comments, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're always willing to read it.
Mystaticradio.
We'll read it on air. And be as mean as you want.
Coming up, we'll keep this conversation going.
Yeah, we will.
338-3700. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Hola, friends. We have an accident, I-25 South in Montgomery, and I-25 Southbound, I guess north of the accident, is pretty stacked up. So around Osuna and Pan American, you're down to about 25 miles an hour. And a lot of that has to do with the construction going on at I-25 and Paseo, too. I-25 Frontage Road North at Paseo is closed due to construction, and we have some road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard
and Isleta Boulevard Southwest.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Talking a little bit about college.
Let's get to this car real quick.
Or just life in general. Yeah. Static.
Hi.
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 Your callers are killing me. I work with high school students, and I do college stuff.
Good. This is good.
So how long do you think you're going to have a job? Did you go to school for it?
I did, and I still say go to college 100%, okay. Because if not, what are these 18-year-olds going to do productive in their day? Are they really going to do something else productive?
Oh, I don't know. They'll start Facebook.
Yeah, I'm kidding. At least try some classes.
Yeah, okay.
And if you go all the way to your master's without even needing a getting a job offer, something's wrong.
Okay.
You need an internship. You need a ready. You need to do hands on. They don't want just
a piece of paper.
Classes. Yeah, they don't want that. I have an ex student who went all the way to nursing, bachelor's nursing, UNM. Never stepped foot in the hospital, and she thought they're going to let her into the nursing program. No.
No.
Not gonna happen.
You have to do like a lot of internship stuff, right?
And that's how you know somebody. You know, you have to meet people and show yourself and show up on time.
Okay.
But yeah, still go to college. At least try it. I mean, you might be doing something else. And let's see what else was wrong. I should have did a list, but I was stuck in traffic.
You should have made a list.
Oh, I released it. My post is still on your board.
Do it. Did you not heed my traffic advice and choose an alternate route?
And I actually should have just stayed on the freeway.
There you go.
Good grief.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Please post to Facebook, because we posted the story to Facebook, so we would love your insight.
You may even be in debt when you go to college in New Mexico. That's your own fault.
Yeah. True story.
That's crazy.
There you go. Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
She's got a lot of great points, actually.
She does.
Our boy Wooly, who I believe works at UNM, sent me a list of scholarships that Jack, 11 years old, can already begin applying for.
And I think I think she's right when she says you should at least try college.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And honestly, there are a ton of scholarships out there. You do have to put some effort into it, which is the lamest when you're in high school.
Yeah.
But if you do it, then you can get like a scholarship to a community college or something like that, and at least try it out and see if you want to do that.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about David Fagan. He's a marketing executive in Orange County, California. He wrote a book with his wife. They have 8 kids. It's called Guerrilla Parenting, and he is encouraging his kids to strike out on their own, create businesses from the time they're in elementary school. He said if any of his kids are set on going to college, which he is trying to deter them from doing, They're going to have to he expects them to work, save up, and earn their own scholarships. He didn't go to college. He doesn't want them to go to college at all. 505-338-3700. We've gotten a lot of great comments on both sides.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Static.
Hi, my name's Sia. I used to live in New Mexico.
Where nice. Are you now?
North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I might actually come back to do a winter intercession course at UNM this
nice.
December. So, hey.
Okay, cool.
There you go. So what drew you to North Carolina?
My spouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thoughts, comments on college?
Yes. So, here are my thoughts, comments on college. I think that people should take classes, but I kind of probably am like a more rare view. I think you definitely need to get a job while you're in college because you're basically an adult. And I think, like, from the time you're, like, 16, you're pretty much an adult, and you're going to have to work your whole life. So I think you need to try and learn how to manage work and fun because that's what your life is going to be the rest of your life. And I think work is just as important as going to school because that's what's going to carry you through. College doesn't mean you're going to automatically get a job. You need to have a skill you can fall back on. We're kind of in a, you need to be able to flip your collar. You need to have a blue side and a white side.
Ooh.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Blue
so
collar.
You need so to have a this, skill.
Are you going to school for sage wisdom?
Yeah.
Is that like a major in
that's
North Carolina?
That's one of the wisest things yeah. I've heard. That's outstanding.
Yeah. So, and I do recommend, you know, you do go to, even if it's just a community college, I would start off there because if you're going to fail and have it not cost a lot of money.
Amen.
But, so she was talking about it, the caller that I heard, I don't know how many colleges that was, but so basically the people, you know how you guys were saying, like, you know somebody and that's how you get the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, where do you think they knew them from?
That's right.
From college.
From college.
Because, you know, you may not be, like, a straight-A student, but, hey, your roommate down the hall,
it's called,
well, she's an honors society,
yeah.
and you just decide to bake her cupcakes every once in a while. And then she sees you at an
plan?
Interview, and
are
she's
you,
like, man.
See,
it's called networking.
Are you laying out your
wow.
plan right now? This is what's going on.
Networking.
She's like, yeah, so I'm going to come back in winter in UNM. Do you guys know anybody who's
you know,
in
what are you what are you doing out in the Carolinas? Come back to New Mexico.
Know,
help
right?
help our people out.
Help us here.
Help
know,
your people.
Right?
Help
no,
your people.
Well, okay, this is a tip, too. If you guys are, like, for students that are having trouble or whatever, unconventional times to go to school, like in the summer and in the winter breaks, if you say you're like a mom or a dad with, like, kids and you're raising them by yourself, like, if you can have somebody just watch your kids for those short amount of times and you can knock out some school, like, you can, it might take you a little longer, but, like, the intercession's, like, a month, and that's,
yeah.
like, 3 credits versus, like, 16 weeks.
Yeah.
Dang. Good word.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
We miss you.
Research it up. Thank you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thank you. Gosh, you made me want to go back to school. This feels weird.
You know what made me want to go back to college?
What?
Community.
Yeah, the show Community.
When we started watching Community, I was like, I want to go to community college.
That's how my school was.
Really?
Seriously,
See,
that's how
I
my community
to,
college was.
I
want
to go to community
it was like
college
some kind
and
of,
just hang out.
It was like a weird church camp. Because I was so involved with like campus ministry stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, man, this is the best time. This
I
is the
totally
best.
Do that.
But see, honestly, if I had to go back, I don't think I would.
Yeah. Static. Fun.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up? You know, just learning about life.
You know, just radio stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so check this out. I'm in California right now. My wife went to UNM.
Hey.
We're in the military. We're over at Kirtland.
Oh, cool.
Check this out. So you go to school for roughly 13 consecutive years from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get out of school and you're expected to accomplish another 4 years that's harder than the past, I don't know, however long.
Right.
So you're naturally just going to be so just overloaded with just sitting in that seat. I mean, like, Most people don't learn really well sitting in a seat, just listening to a lecture or sitting in the seat and, you know, being told to be doing reading beforehand. What I would like to do is just encourage everybody who doesn't find or who has found that, you know, the traditional school system hasn't really been working for them to go out and try to find like a craft that they're interested in. I think there's a serious need for people who have like blue collar skills
yeah.
around America. And we're kind of funnel fed into this, like, well, you need to go to college, otherwise you're going to end up homeless on the street. You know, kind of thing. So, I don't know. I think in working for the military, like, it really opened my eyes. Like, there's so many other things out there. Needless to say, I'm in college right now, but I'm in college for, like, biblical studies over at Biola University. So it's just, like, it's a toss-up, really. Like, the only reason I'm going to school is because I want to work in a church. But yeah. For a lot of people, like, I don't know, they just really love, like, contracting, you know, and that's all they want to do their whole life. You don't need to go to school for contracting. You certainly don't need to accumulate all that, you know, student loan debt.
Yeah.
Go out and do it.
There you go, man.
Yeah, don't fall into the belief that you need college for, I don't know, I would say, like, 50% of the careers out there. You know, so many things can be done without college, but it takes effort and it takes work and it takes, like what that lady was saying, you know, putting your name out there.
Dude, sweet. Thank you for the comments. Yeah. Thank you, bud. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. We're already coming up to the 9 o'clock hour, which is crazy. Coming back, we'll talk more about college and those who go to college and make tons of money. I've just got a great offer for you.
Yeah?
Great offer for you.
Hang on. Look at the webcam. I've made my face into this piece of paper. There's eyes on there.
It's what he does.
And there's a
nose.
That's
what he does, people. He went to college for it.
There's a nose.
It was amazing.
I went to art school.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Perspective.
Check out the webcam.
Look at that.
So good.
Steve-O.
So good.
Where's Rachel? Where is she?
Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good news, Albuquerqueans. Looks like that accident that was going on earlier at Montgomery and 25 has been cleared up.
Good.
So I-25 in Paseo is under construction, and I-25 Frontage Road North at Paseo is closed. So don't try to use that road. Also, we have construction down at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Let's zoom out a little bit, see if we have any other traffic to report. I'm zooming out statewide.
I was just about to say, dude.
Hang on.
That's like Google Earthing.
It looks like,
Earthing traffic.
Check cruises.
Will it not go out? It won't go out any farther. Hang on. Let me scoot up to Denver. What? Doug, the map won't let me move anymore. There's something going on
in
Socorro.
Slow going in Socorro.
Oh. Estancia is still there, in case you were wondering. So, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Forge.
I know where Estancia is.
Yeah?
I know where it is. Because when I worked at that stupid camp in college, we went to Estancia. Do you say Estancia or Estancia?
Estancia.
Estancia.
Depends.
I say Estancia because
I'm who you're talking to.
Right. I'm from the south.
That's okay. You got this.
And anyway,
oh my gosh.
We went to Estancia and it was just the worst. If you're there, I'm sorry. I apologize for you having to live there.
Gosh.
I wish I could change your station.
Yeah.
Literally your radio station, so you could listen to something better than this.
Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you're listening from Estancia and you would like to call with your anger complaints.
They probably don't have signal, so they probably can't call.
That's true. They probably aren't.
I would call if I had signal, you jerk! I would call you and I would say something mean!
Right now in Estancia, people are getting up off the couch, walking to the wall, taking their phone off the wall, and calling you.
Operator?
To complain about it.
Operator? Yeah, see? Connect me with the static radio.
Yeah, Marge, get me static radio.
They got the phone, they go. Operator! Hot off the present!
Pennsylvania, 65,000.
What is happening? Poor Estancia. Static.
There's some great people.
Okay, so you know how when people from Albuquerque are like, oh, you live in Moriarty?
Yeah.
Well, people in Moriarty are like, oh, you live in Estancia?
Yeah. TJ knows what I'm talking about.
Funny. It's about 10 minutes south of my house.
And then the really sad thing is people in Estancia are like, oh, you live in Mountain Air?
Yes.
And that's where it stops.
And people in Mountain Air are like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
There's no worse comparison.
There you go.
That's funny.
That's all you had, TJ?
That's all I had.
That's great, TJ. You're the best.
That was awesome.
Have a great day, man.
You too.
All right.
That's funny.
I feel like people in Mountain Air would be like, oh, you live in El Paso?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not that close.
Trust me. I know, but that's not my fave. I'm sorry.
El Paso's
no,
not?
I got
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm with you. I lived in Cruces.
I know. Yeah. You guys know what I'm about to say. Y'all know what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
People in Mountain Air would say, you live in Detroit? You're welcome, Bill.
I still feel like people in Detroit would be like, you live in El Paso?
Yeah.
My mom lived in El Paso. You know?
Your mom's from Silver City.
Oh, I spent a lot of time in El Paso.
Yeah.
Okay.
On and
off. Can't walk into anywhere without your Spanish to English dictionary. My mom, first language, Spanish, so it was always great when I was with my mom, but if I wasn't, I'd be like Denny's trying to order moons over my hammy. I'm like,
It's not quite so bad on the east side.
Luna?
Yeah.
Luna?
The west side is.
She took me somewhere where I was like, what is this magical
I'm sorry,
land?
I said that backwards. West side is less. The east side is more.
West is less?
West is closer to Las Cruces.
Oh, okay.
I always get that confused.
There you go.
It feels south.
All right.
I think we got a hot one online.
Oh, we got a hot one! 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hi, guys. It's Naomi again.
Hey, Naomi. Great. Oh, no. You remembered.
I remembered. Wow. How are y'all doing?
Good. Naomi, for those who don't know, is a hair threader.
It's true. I am a hair threader.
A hair threatener. I don't want you to do this.
I had not eaten breakfast. My blood sugar was low, and I said some stupid things like, hey, you should come thread our eyebrows. It'd be hilarious. And she's holding us to it because the Bible says let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Wait, it's not on Friday, is it?
That's true. Oh, way to be accountable, Tebow. Way to be accountable.
And so I'm like, crap.
I'm being accountable because I didn't agree to it, and I still refuse.
No. Here's what you could do.
Nope.
You got to grow out your facial hair, and then she can come in and give you like, I saw the bat symbol yesterday, like on a dude's face with his mustache.
Really?
Yeah, let's give everyone a beacon for more reasons to make fun of me.
Oh, no. That will
just
be cool.
Wait till you
know
hear me talk.
You know how many you would get on that?
Get
a Batman mustache, mouth face?
You're not convincing me, hair person.
Yeah.
Convince me. Seriously, me walking around with something on my face, and then they're looking at me, and I'm like, just wait till you hear me talk.
Spider-Man symbol. Come on.
A Spider-Man symbol. A spider on my face.
On your face.
Yeah, and then I'll get shot in some gang-related incident. No, I'm not doing this.
Dude, that's true. All right.
We're doing this. I'm coming, you guys.
All right.
That's awesome.
So when is this taking place?
So you guys are talking about towns and everything and cities. I'm currently living in Pittsburgh right now.
What?
Yeah.
You're in Pittsburgh?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Please don't make the trip.
Wait, how are you going to thread our faces?
She's not. That's what she's telling us.
Oh, my God. Background story, guys. I'm originally from New Mexico, and I'm living here just to open a store that I work for this company that I thread eyebrows, and I'll be home for Thanksgiving.
Boo!
No. Okay.
I hear that the flights are going to get canceled.
Nothing's stopping me to go home for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Not even Pittsburgh.
Not even.
Umbers. Isn't that what you guys say?
Yeah, umbers.
Umbers.
Yeah. Umbers.
What does that mean?
I've only lived here for 3 weeks, so I don't know.
That's what we say out here in New Mexico. Come on. So.
Oh, so I hear you were talking trash about El Paso and Las Cruces. I grew up in a small town called Anthony that's in between El Paso
In between those,
and Las
yes.
Cruces.
We weren't talking trash about Las Cruces. Because I used to live there. I love Las Cruces. We were talking trash about El Paso.
You lived in a town named Anthony?
Anthony, New Mexico. And Anthony, Texas.
I grew up in Greg. Gregory.
I'm from Bryan.
Gadsden High School.
They were going to name it Chad, but Chad was taken by a neighboring city, so it's called Bryan.
Anthony, New Mexico.
Anthony.
Isn't that where Gadsden High School is? Yes. Anthony?
Oh, man.
Is that right?
What is it?
Gadsden High School is in Anthony?
Gadsden High School. That's where I'm from.
See?
Or actually, no, I was homeschooled. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the youth pastor at Calvary Baptist in Las Cruces for a long time. I know Anthony.
This goes right into our conversations about college. You were homeschooled, couldn't find a real job, so you threatened.
You need to calm down.
Now you're in trouble.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Steve-O, you're in trouble.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself, bro. She just said it.
Check before wreck.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
I like her.
I'm just kidding.
Naomi.
I know she's a firecracker. I can't wait to have her in
Naomi,
studio.
Naomi, do me a favor. Don't say check yourself before you wreck yourself anymore in Pennsylvania.
Hey, can you do
I'm
the
afraid.
Wu-Tang symbol on my face?
No.
As like a goatee? Like, I'll keep my hair growing. And then when you get here, I just want the big W Wu symbol right on my face. I'm going to go, Wu-Tang!
I can do that. The more hair you have, the better.
No, hey, put a cross on his face.
No.
So then if he wants to shave it, he won't because he'll be convicted. Do that for me.
We'll figure it out. I'm really excited for this to happen. It's going to happen. We have webcams. It's No Shave November. I'm not shaving.
I'm shaving today.
Oh, something funny is going to happen with my beard.
It's going to happen.
Oh, it's happening. It doesn't say anything about threading, so technically...
Can you explain to me again what threading
is? Yeah, tell us what this is that we're getting ourselves
into. Like, exactly what's going to happen.
Okay, it's called eyebrow threading. So it's an alternative from waxing your eyebrows. Okay. It removes your hair. It just gives you a defined look on the eyebrows. And that's my job. I just enhance the beauty of eyebrow looking rather than taking off your
my
hair
beauty
and not making it look like
enough.
Powder like you did that kid in high school.
I'm helping you, bro.
No.
Enhancements.
Listen to me.
Enhancements.
Hey, Naomi.
Enhancements.
Naomi, I'm about to tell you something on the radio, okay?
Okay, tell me about
the
it.
The girliest thing that I do, other than wear dresses and heels at night, is that
wait,
I pluck my eyebrows.
You do?
Yep. I pluck them straight up.
So
let me tell you the story.
Why would you thread?
You ready for this? Because that's too much, man.
That's
too much.
Too much.
Let me tell you why I started plucking my eyebrows, and then you're going to respect me.
Oh, no.
When I was a freshman in college, it was like the first day of art history, and I sat behind this really pretty girl named Leslie Bridges, who turned out to be a psycho. But anyway, this was before I knew that.
Okay, okay.
She turned
first
around.
Day of school.
She turned around. Yeah, give me the. Okay. Do we have Saved by the Bell?
Is this one of the? Oh man.
Yeah. Where's that one?
Oh.
Hang on.
See,
Naomi, stand by.
Oh.
We're trying
I'll
to make
stand
it.
By.
I can't find it. I thought this was going to be one of those like
Doug.
This was like the girl where it was like, hey,
no.
Class.
No.
And you're like,
no. Not at all.
So this is like a crazy story.
Yeah, this is a...
I thought it was like, and she sat in front of me, and I was really into her, and I finally approached her, and it was art history class, and she called me Frida.
Doug, you have
I
Saved
had
by the Bell.
Unibrow.
Cue Doug, please. So anyway.
She called you Frida.
Doug, hit it.
Is that not? That's not how it happened.
Hit it, Doug.
Okay.
Is it all playing? Right.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, I'm sitting there in class, in college. Girl's talking to me. I'm like, man, she's really cute. She kind of looks like Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome.
She's
this
all
is
that.
The first day of class. This is the best thing. And then she said, you know, Matt, it's Matt, right? I said, yeah. And she said, you would be really cute if you didn't have a unibrow.
Oh!
And to me, being the small town country kid, mm-hmm. I said, what's a unibrow?
Yeah. And nothing? What's a unibrow with you?
I had a little bit of... Stop it, Sam. Don't you ever do that. Don't you interrupt my story with that.
I'm sorry.
Don't you do this to me. Anyway, so yeah, I had a little bit of hair there. And so like that weekend, I went back home and I said, Allison, who is my youngest sister, pluck my eyebrows right now. Get rid of this and teach me how to do it.
Wow.
Ever since then, I've done it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Because of Lloyd Bridges. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges' dad.
Her name was Leslie.
No, Lloyd Bridges.
She went on to
Jeff Bridges' dad.
She went on to be crazy.
Okay. All right. Hey, you got to stay on the line with us, Naomi. Apparently, we have to go to line two as well and bring into this conversation. I have no idea who it is.
Okay.
Static.
Yeah, hi. So I wanted to comment about Naomi and the eyebrow threading.
Okay, good.
No.
All right.
So I actually know her, and she is the absolute best.
Oh,
she
has
thread my eyebrows outside of hotel rooms. She came, like, all the way to Arizona to do
so
my
shady.
Wedding. She's done my friend's wedding. She's fantastic.
Okay,
Naomi, you got somebody bragging on you.
Yeah.
So you guys are in good hands.
Okay.
Excellent.
Just, you know.
I'm not
all
hearing
right.
it.
All right.
That's good.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Bye.
Okay. Okay.
How do people...
Did you tell that person to call Naomi?
I did not. I'm in Pittsburgh.
I'm in Pittsburgh.
They have phones in Pittsburgh.
There's such
Come
thing
on.
As email.
I know who that girl is, and I love her so much, and I'm glad I was able to help her wedding, and yes, you guys are in good hands.
Okay.
All right.
I'm growing my beard, and then we're going to... I don't know what to do.
Is it going
to
happen on Friday? Am I going to be here?
When are you planning on coming out here?
Well,
week.
I'll be coming, I don't know, Doug said Monday, probably,
okay. Right.
But the week of Thanksgiving, we'll keep you posted about that.
Okay.
But I wanted
don't
to give my input
weird,
about, you know, how
college
is, like
yeah,
this past, or this guy in the book, he said he's not going to pay a cent for his kids. I haven't read the book, I don't know much of his background, but I would have my dad, or any father, encourage you to go to school, get an education. If you want to pay for it, that's cool, like, more power to you, and like the Lord be with you. I was homeschooled, so homeschooling. In my mind, I really wanted just to get married when I graduated high school. Well,
yeah.
I was homeschooled. I didn't know anybody else. I got to go to college.
That's right.
So I went to New Mexico State.
Sorry.
And okay.
Hey, let me ask you this honestly: was it a huge, huge culture shock for you when you went from being homeschooled to college?
No, it wasn't. Okay, I wasn't socially depraved from anything. I had social skills.
Not socially depraved, but not socially deprived.
Not the social mindset enough to know that everyone's a lobo. But that's okay. We won't fault you for that. Your parents obviously just
okay.
love
my,
you enough to
My
know.
Daughter's a freshman at NMSU right now.
Yeah.
my wife graduated from NMSU. But in her heart, she's a Greyhound. She went Eastern first. But that's a whole other story right
I'm
there.
A Lobo.
Guess
oh,
what
yeah,
I
Eastern.
Am.
I failed 3 semesters of college at UNM. I've got like 6 credit hours to show for 3
Guess what
semesters.
I am.
She's trying. She called all the way to Pittsburgh to tell
Lobos.
A story, and you're not letting her tell
I'm sorry,
a story.
I'm sorry.
Naomi, guess what I am.
What are you?
Not getting my eyebrows threaded.
Well, I guess that makes you lame.
Oh, tell your story.
I'll be lame. Go for it.
Yes.
All right. Well, wait. To those people who want to go and get an education and, you know, kind of get a little, a measly piece of paper to say that you did it, you have a degree in something, that really doesn't define you. You really have to find your identity in Christ and find your foundation, who that is. Because, truthfully, I left New Mexico State because I did not like going to class listening to someone telling me what to do, how to do it, rather than go and experience yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, God gives you doors and opportunities. It's up to you to make the decision to take that door that God's given you in front of your, you know, path. With this eyebrow threading business, I was able to, this job was a college job, and the owner of this company pretty much sent me everywhere. Like, I lived in Canada for 5 months. I lived in Brazil. I'm currently living here in Pittsburgh and pretty much everywhere else in between. And it's just giving me a lot of experience in, you know, how to manage and operate a business.
Yeah.
So the more skill you have, you know, it's going to look great on a resume and people would like to get you on their company and everything. Now, even though I don't have a college education, a college education that I didn't get doesn't define me.
Right.
My identity is in Christ.
Right. Dude, and Naomi, solid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't need to let someone tell you, like, you need to go get an education in psychology so you can tell people how you're feeling or how they're asking how they're feeling. It's more of like, how are you going to let Christ lead your life, and how are you going to live your life for Christ? What is this God-given skill that he's given you, and how are you going to use it for his kingdom, for his glory, and also give great name to your employers and everything? So that's my input.
Booyah.
Nice.
Naomi, I'm excited for you to use your God-given skills of eyebrow threading to put the Jurassic Park logo on Matt's face. So really
not
looking forward
me.
To that.
We spared no expense.
So, we'll see you in a few
nice,
weeks.
Nice, Sam.
That sounds good to me, guys.
Bye,
thank you.
Naomi.
Right on.
Bye, guys.
Right. Enjoy Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you later.
Gosh. You so get awesome. Us in the dumbest messes.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
is she's
going to
come in here and you're going to be like, oh, man, CEO's eyebrows look so awesome, guys.
I bet that will happen.
And then you're going to go.
I bet that'll happen.
Do, 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 do. And then we're going to both have like the perfectly shaped eyebrows, bro. Come on, man. Sam, back me up. You know it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, come on.
I just wish I had.
What?
I could grow enough facial hair to let her like weave something in my beard, but yeah. I can't grow a beard. So.
I seriously saw the Batman logo yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was like it was on somebody's
Dude.
Mouth, and I don't even know who showed it to me. Who showed it to me? I can't even remember. I don't know. But anyways.
I don't know either.
It's happening.
Wait.
Did you want me to wait?
No.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Got some Run River North on the way. Right now, some Heath McNeese.
All
right. Get you through your Friday. Stuff.
Traveling Wilburys, traveling Wilburys. Handle with care. This is the end of the line for my self-righteous thought. Traveling Wilburys, traveling Wilburys. Somebody said 1,000 times the gossip is the devil.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
It is Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the program. Steve-O, Mateo, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Here I am.
There he is.
Here I am.
So all morning we've been talking about this dude who wrote a book about how it's called Guerrilla Parenting and how he does not support sending your kids to college. He thinks the kids, if they want to go, which he, I think, is discouraging his kids from going, he wants them to be entrepreneurs, he wants them to be business savvy. and he doesn't think college necessarily plays a role in that equation. So he's saying that if they want to go to college, they have to raise all the money themselves.
Man, he said they need to strike out on their own, create businesses from the time they're in elementary school.
Yeah.
If any of his children are set on going to college, he expects them to work, save up, and earn scholarships. But he's trying to dissuade his 8 children. So we started getting conversations going with people who have either gone to college or decided to start their own business. We thought we would get your opinions, your thoughts. 505-338-3700. Just talked to Naomi out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Who threads hair.
And speaking of Naomi, Sarah on Facebook says, Naomi and I went to NMSU to get an education. She ended up leaving and becoming a great entrepreneur, and I graduated. Either way, we both became missionaries in India, where she learned how to thread eyebrows.
Wow!
And I figured out I didn't want to be a doctor. If it wasn't for college, we may have never had those opportunities and be the people we are today.
Nice.
Amanda says, I think that education is a good thing and should be encouraged. There are a lot of ways to pay for school, like grants and scholarships. A parent should encourage and be there to offer advice when choosing a school and to continue to offer guidance through those years.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
There have been lots of good comments.
Yeah. On both sides.
On both sides.
I think
Absolutely.
It really, what Naomi said, is discovering who you are in Christ, because yeah. we all have our identity founded in Christ. And when we do that, we're free to explore and discover what yeah. it is that God has for us. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that he wrote it out in the skies and said, this is your one path you have to adhere to. Because I'm sure there were many other opportunities that I could have had. But maybe I made a decision that turned me in a different direction, or yeah. I did something, and that free will steps yeah. in as well. Yeah. And so who knows where I would have been. But I'm very thankful for even the failures of my life, yeah. because they have molded me into who I am today. Yeah. I'm still on this journey, man.
We there's too many of us that wrap our identity up in what we do,
yeah.
instead of who we are in Christ. He gives us our identity,
yeah.
and from that, no matter what we do, if we're, you know, as we identify ourselves as in our relationship with Christ, then whatever we do all for His glory.
Amen.
For His, and as long as we're following His leadership and guidance in our lives, then yeah, that we just want to be careful that we don't. And I even find myself, you know, people, I run, so I say I'm a runner.
Right.
But that's not my identity. That's not
right.
who I am. I
right.
am Sam. Who
I Am
happens,
Sam was a fantastic movie.
It was.
Sam,
who happens to love to run.
You also sad. Love Green Eggs and Ham.
I do. And but I will not eat them on a train, and I will not eat them in a plane.
You guys are being such a pain. Listen, when I went to college,
it's always going to be the same.
When I went to college, I was going to go from Northeast Community College. I was going to go to Union University
Ooh,
in Tennessee.
That's a good school.
And then I was going to go to seminary. That was my plan.
Mm.
And so then we started the band up, and I was going to go to Union. Because it started dating some girl. I was going to go there. And then I was going to just commute back. Because it was only like an hour from Union to Northeast. Because uh-huh. Dave was going to keep going to Northeast for music stuff. So I was going to commute back and continue to do the band. And I told myself, I'll just come back like once or twice a week. It won't be a big deal. Blah, blah, blah. Not really thinking, because it's like, how are you going to afford that, you
right,
idiot?
Right, right.
But anyway, well, maybe that's because that's back when gas was not crazy.
Yeah.
Like 88 cents a gallon, not crazy. But anyway, then the whole band thing happened. And funny thing, me and that girl broke up. And it was like, why am I think I'm supposed to go to Union. And it was funny because like all of my credits transferred.
Yeah. Mm.
And all this stuff had lined up. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to do this. And then one by one, things started like falling apart. All the credits transferred, but like the scholarships I was applying for didn't work out.
Mm.
And then this happened, and then that happened, and then all this stuff that I had stacked up to like, this is my plan, this is what I'm going to do, kind of got removed, sort of. And I yeah. could have still gone to Union, but it was going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Cause right.
it's, you know, a private Christian school. It was going to be nuts.
Yeah. yeah.
So then it was like, well, maybe I'll just stick around here. And if I wouldn't have done that, then I never would be here. I wouldn't have joined a band of tons of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And so to me, that spoke volumes, because I think when a lot of kids go to college, especially Christian kids, they're there and they're like, I've got to figure out God's plan for my life.
That's
where
it.
He wants me to go
that
to school.
Number one, yeah.
I've got to do this. I've got to do that. When and who I need to get married to. I need him to lay it out for me. And so it's like we think of God's will as like this road. And I'm talking about when it comes to what you're supposed to do with your life, like as far as occupation and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like this road. road. And if you get off the road a little bit, then you're completely derailed and everything's going to suck. But if you think about God's will as like a river has tributaries and canals, and it splits off and then it comes back around. And so if you're faced with a decision where you have to say, okay, I'm either going to go to seminary or I'm going to join a band.
Right.
Neither one of those, if you're doing that for the glory of God, is the wrong thing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of times as a kid, you get so caught up in, I've got to do the perfect thing. I've got to do the exact right thing. Because if I don't, God's going to be mad at me, and he's going to remove everything good from my life.
Not even just kids, because if you look at, you know, we go over to Parchments every morning, the bookstore here on Calvary's campus. Mm-hmm. We get our coffee from Sopo, and while we're waiting, I always peruse the books because I'm a books guy.
Peruse.
I have thousands and thousands of books in my library at home. And when you look at like the best sellers on these top seller lists, mm-hmm. 90% of them are the 5 steps to fixing your marriage, the 8 steps to fixing this, the 5 purposes of this, the 8 purposes. And it's like this roadmap because we just want to know our purpose. And if we just read this other book mm-hmm. that's going to give us these 5 steps to yeah. tell us that the purpose-driven life, if we just know this and I follow these 40-day steps, then this is it. And that's not necessarily it. I'm not saying they can't be helpful,
right.
yeah. but when you put all of your stock into that next book that's going to just the quick fix, if you will, the fast food version of Christianity, where if I just follow these 5 steps, if I only listen to Hillsong, and mm-hmm. if I do this or if I do that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And we
uh-huh.
do that.
Yeah,
and
do.
This, and that's going to sustain us. That's called asceticism, and Colossians talks against that very well. So I'd be careful with that, because you have this form of like, this is what life is supposed to be all about. Even earlier when you were talking about your friend, when you're in a band and you're sleeping on a couch at your parents' mm-hmm. and your friend had the house and had it all together, I very much so can identify with that, because for me growing up, those were the things you needed. Mm-hmm. You had to get married. You had to have kids. You had to have the dog.
Yeah.
You had to have the house. You had to have the car. Yeah. These are the things you had to be quote unquote successful.
Yeah.
And then along the way, God put these incredible people in my life who didn't have that, and those weren't their plans or their goals or their whatevers. And praise God, I a lot of those things I actually somehow ended up having without mm-hmm. trying to have them.
Yeah,
it's good.
Sometimes it gets confusing between the American dream
yeah.
and God's call
yeah,
in
yeah,
our
amen.
Life and what he wants us to do. And you know, you were talking about those books, and I always make a statement, or have often made a statement, about sometimes we read books about the book instead
yeah.
of actually reading the book itself.
Yeah,
and
I'm guilty of that.
We go beyond what is written.
Yeah, because those other books are meant, and I'm glad that God has inspired people to write those kind of books, but it's a supplement to the Scriptures.
Amen.
The Scripture is the main book. That's
yeah.
what we need to be reading.
Yeah.
And that's where the truths come from. And not that those other guys don't have insight, and not that I haven't learned from some of those other authors.
I was going to say, I've learned some,
and some
great
of those
things.
Other, you know, I've looked at it, and it's like nothing new, but it was a good reminder.
Right.
And then, but it was based out of the Scripture, first of all, and then they made a good insight about it, and then when I read it again in
yeah.
the Scripture for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to be careful. It's mm-hmm. it's turned into, we've done with that stuff like we have with everything else. We've turned it into this gigantic industry.
Industry.
And we just keep pumping stuff out. And we need to be discerning, because mm-hmm. some of the books out there that everybody likes and are excited about, are they've got bad theology.
Yeah.
And so we have to be discerning. And how do we know that? If we know the Scriptures, we can test that.
Well, and our faith in and of itself is one of those things where a lot of people proclaim Christianity but aren't really living it, because they expected to, all right, I'm going to give my life to Christ and then everything's going to be, this is it.
It's
this
gonna
is
be rosy.
This is all I have to do. This is the one-step deal.
Right.
One-step process. I say yes to Jesus. I say the sinner's prayer at church, and now everything's just going to fall into place and it's going to be perfect. This is
yeah.
great. And guess what? When it doesn't happen like that,
yeah.
people fall away, because they're
yeah.
like, this was supposed to fix everything.
Yeah. And it's not.
But I started listening to all worship music, and yeah. I drive the Prius, and
it fixes our hearts, not necessarily our lives.
It fixes a symptom.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it has to, out of the overflow of our hearts, all that stuff is informed. Yeah. So
505-338-3700. We got a lot of comments on Facebook too, but let's go to the phone lines. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi. So I was calling in about the college, and
yeah.
At first, I'm in college right now, and when I first started going, I was going so I could get a job that paid a lot of money, and I'd be able to help with my kids in the future and help support my family and things like that. And I had it like all planned out, the next 5 years, everything. And now that I've actually had a relationship with God, he's totally been changing all the plans I have for myself.
Right.
And me just finding who I am in him and how I should glorify him best instead of getting a job that makes a lot of money. And now he's changed my, I feel like I'm being called to be a teacher, which now I'm going to be making no money, but I feel like I'll be able to glorify him the best and just love on the kids I'm going to be teaching with God's kind of love that he's shown me.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That's great.
That's
cool.
Thanks for the call.
That's a great testimony.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
You too. Well, it's amazing how God can even take our selfish, and I'm not saying necessarily what Mercedes was doing was selfish, but that personal ambition that we have, where it's like, this for gain for me, whatever it is, God can even take those decisions and use them for his glory.
Absolutely. I had, you know, over the years, have had all kinds of students come through my student ministry, but one girl in particular that I remember, in I was candidating. I wasn't even the youth pastor of the church yet, but I was candidating, and I met these girls in this high school Sunday school class as part of the candidating process. And we're chatting and talking, and which is the same thing, I guess, chatting and talking. And she's this one girl, they're introducing themselves to me and what their plans are and all that. And she lays out her whole plan. She was a junior at the time. Lays out her whole plan for her whole life. And it involved kind of like what Mercedes was talking about. I'm going to go to this school. I'm going to graduate with honors. First, I'm going to graduate from this high school with honors. I'm going to go to this college, graduate with honors, and I'm going to work for a particular in a particular field at one of the big companies. And she named all that stuff.
Yeah,
she did that. She graduated with honors. She went to college. She graduated with honors. She got it. And within 6 months after working at one of those big companies, she quit. And it was because through that whole process, God had been redirecting her priorities and redirecting her. She is now a mom and is heavily involved in the ministries of her church. And her husband is greatly involved in the ministries of her church. They met while they were involved at a campus ministry while they were still in college and got married. And then, and she also did some short-term mission stuff as a college student. It was an amazing thing. As Mercedes was speaking, it reminded me of this other young lady. She's not so young anymore, I guess, because it was a long time ago. She's older now. But anyway, the point
so
is,
old.
it was interesting to me to watch that transformation in her life.
Right.
From knowing her where she was when she said, and I mean, because that's the kind of person she is. She had it all lined out.
Yeah.
And then when God kind of rocked her world, she was okay with that too. So I was very excited to see that kind of growth in her life. And what I heard Mercedes saying reminded me so much of that same situation.
And you just said something that, because I wanted to bring it back. We're wrapping up. We're just about
wrapping
out of time. But a reminder that it's okay to have those plannings.
Because, oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Because I think for me, as somebody who is less ambitious, hearing those that, hey, man, you know, God's going to do what he's going to do. Well, then I'm just going to sit back and, you know.
Do nothing.
Then you don't, you lose out on everything.
You're not participating.
And so you're not a participant. You know, I was, for the longest time, the guy that was like, man, I'm never going to get married until, like, God, you know, doorbell rings and she's on the doorstep. And she's like, hey, man, want to get married? And I'm like, heck yeah, bro.
All right.
I was disengaged because it was like, no, God's going to bring about, you know. God works through things. You still have to walk forward. Yeah. You know, he can direct our steps. But we still have to take those steps. We still have to make, you know, I always think back to Proverbs chapter 3 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he's going to push you down the path. You still have to walk the path. He'll make it straight as you go, but you have to be going.
It's true.
You have to be doing something. And so don't take it, younger people, as an opportunity to be lazy.
And another thing is, too, a lot of times when you hear these stories, it's like people had all this ambition, and then it's like, maybe to an unbeliever, it sounds like, and then God invaded and took all of your ambition away, and now you want to be a stay-at-home mom. Now you want to be a teacher.
That's right.
And I think the thing, there's usually, and probably almost all, there's a shift in the heart of a Christian where you start appreciating the simpler things and you realize that the lofty ambitions of more money and more power are really hollow.
Yeah.
And so that will happen. But at the same time, not everybody that becomes a Christian is going to lose that drive to become a lawyer or become an entrepreneur or a media mogul or something like that. Some people definitely still have that.
Yeah.
And then they can influence things on a huge way. like in a huge way,
yeah,
from that position of authority,
right,
or whatever. Like,
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah. I have often reminded students in Proverbs. I had to look up the reference because I want to make sure I got it right, because I had forgotten the reference. But in Proverbs 16:9, it says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps."
Mm.
And the idea of having plans and thinking that stuff through—that's mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah,
and you need to do that,
mm-hmm.
but keep those in pencil because God may want to readjust
that.
And I always say, He may want to readjust that. He's not automatically going to just say, right, no, you can't do what you're good at or what mm-hmm. I've gifted you at, but he may redirect it.
Mm-hmm.
The question he's asking sometimes is, I think, are you willing to give that up to follow me no matter what it costs you?
Yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't ask us to give that particular thing up that we're gifted in. Whether you're talking about athletics or whether you're talking about lawyers or mm-hmm. whether you're talking about whatever kind of a vocation that you might be interested in or driven towards at this point in your life.
Yeah.
God may or may not change that, but what he will do is change the motivation of why you're
totally.
Wanting to do that. Am I going to have influence or am I just trying to get rich?
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things like that.
That's
perfectly acceptable to have plans, keeping in the back of the mind of your mind that I would be willing to change those as God shows me to change those at the drop of a hat, because I make plans, but God is the one who's going to determine my steps. He's the one that's going to show me. And then I still have to decide if I'm going to follow, if I want to be obedient to Him and follow
right.
those steps or not.
We
still might be a little bit rebellious in that sense mm-hmm. for a little while before giving in to that redirection that He sends to us. So.
And sometimes He's really nice and kind and gently pushes, and sometimes you get swallowed by a whale.
And
so.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
It's different for
or
everyone.
Or at least a big fish.
Yeah, there you go.
Whether it's a whale
there
or not, we don't.
Touché.
For all of those who are listening theologically close.
I know, right? Gosh. Studio at mystaticradio.com.
There you go.
Theology Joe, I'll take your email.
It's a big fish, you idiot.
Gosh. Last two calls. Static.
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
Hey, just wanted to chime in real quick. You know, my thought would be, excuse me, obviously, you know, a lot of times when it comes to college, the parents, you know, are wanting to push, you know, gently push their children to go to college. But the one thing I recommend, you know, for teenagers is, that's great that your mom and dad want you to do this, but, you know, you guys need to pray and find out what God wants you
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you want to go to college? Let God lead you by peace. You know, do you want to go? Do not want to go to college and try some other venture, let God lead you by peace.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, and second thing real quick, totally off subject, I apologize. Evo and Matt, you guys are on the worship team, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys use in-ear monitors?
Yeah.
My in-ears are completely falling out. Do you guys know of anything, the little plastic thing that's supposed to hold them at the top? Mine keeps slipping like crazy.
Oh.
Any thoughts I could use to kind of keep it, because they're falling out all the time.
Other than replacing them?
Yeah, you might want to email the company and see if they have that specific part.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll have the specific little buds.
Yeah.
Depending upon, when you bought them, did they have multiple buds?
Well, it's not the actual bud. It's the little plastic thing that keeps your wires together, like on the back of your head.
You need to email the company.
Yeah, sadly. It sucks because in-ears are so expensive. But yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
You too, man. I'm like, or scotch tape.
Yeah. Practical question.
Static!
Hey, guys. What's going on?
No.
Oh, you know, just chilling.
Hey, my name's Clinton. I have been listening to you guys for about 2 years now.
Sorry.
just wanted to comment on this whole college situation.
Yeah.
That kind of how God guides us through, you know, our path. So, just real quick, I was one of those guys that had a path, and, you know, I was wanting to go to college. After that, I even wrote on my high school wish list, you know, what I want to do for my future. I said, well, I'd like to become an electrical engineer and work for a big company like Google.
Wow.
So I came out here to New Mexico in January 2013. I had finished my degree in electrical engineering technology at Purdue, and I worked for Titan Aerospace. So it was a really big move, and I really had to pray a lot about it and talk to my wife to, you know, kind of get her approval and feel how she felt about the situation. She was honestly pretty hesitant, but we both prayed about it. She, you know, kind of felt that push from God and from family and from everybody else. We moved out here. So turns out in April, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Titan Aerospace got purchased by Google.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
That's funny.
Seriously. And, I was listening to the story on the radio. I'm actually headed there right now. I've stopped, you know, talking to you guys and everything. But
it's been such a world-changing opportunity for
That's
us.
That's pretty cool, man.
That is amazing, dude. Congratulations. That's so cool.
Yeah, and so, you know, this whole time, we've just been, you know, praying a lot about it, you know, trying to go down the path and had it all figured out. But, you know, God kind of pushed us to get here because it was a big decision making that move. And, you know, honestly, I wasn't getting paid a lot for that first year. So it was just a struggle. And every time we needed that extra boost financially, God came through and, you know, helped us out.
Amazing.
It's really cool, man.
Dude,
cool.
Thank you for the story. Yeah. Incredible.
It's awesome.
It's exciting. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Wow.
And, and that's another, that's a whole other facet. Yeah. I know we're ending, but it's kind of like we talk about, you don't have to lose your ambition because sometimes things get, things are in you innately for a reason.
Absolutely.
And the opportunity comes later.
Later. Mm-hmm.
Look at how this dumb kid from Mississippi came and worked at a camp for 2 summers in New Mexico and swore he would never come back to this state and then ended up traveling back and playing festivals for the radio station that he listened to help him get through that miserable camp. And now I'm working here.
Right.
Sometimes things just happen like that.
Yeah.
Like they just get put on, they get put in your path, like we're talking about, and they come back around.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So that, I want to encourage you out there if you're listening and you're trying to figure everything out and you're like, but I don't want to give my life to God if I have to become a poor teacher, you know, or something like that. Just because a lot of times it gets assumed that that's what's going to happen, you know, and that's not always going
to
happen.
If God has called, whatever God has called you to, He will plant it in your heart to be content with what He's called you to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true.
Absolutely.
You'll find a deep peace even in the worst times.
Yeah. What you thought you wouldn't enjoy, He'll plant it in your heart, and he'll totally change.
It's true. Because even in those tough moments of Waverly where I wasn't making any money, it's like on the inside I knew what I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's more satisfying than any amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly.
Sweet. Amen to that.
Sweet.
Man, if you missed any part of the show, it was a good one today. We had fun. Thanks to everyone who chimed in, who shared their stories, their life experiences. And if you would like to continue the conversation, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get to our website, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can download the podcast if you missed any part of the show. It was all great except for the one moment with the Florida woman. So,
amen.
Sorry to the one lady who was offended.
It's okay.
Didn't mean to.
She made it out.
She did.
She did.
Not the old lady, but...
Well, the lady that got offended. I don't know. She might not have either.
Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
As always.
Until Monday, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.